Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and Performance Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Okay.
But you're going to be
asking
me in the car.
I will next year.
Okay. Right.
Come on, baby.
Okay.
Right. She came and got her baby already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Chicago, hosting the Grudge East Talk Show, bringing you all grudge races in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Chicago, hosting the Grudge East Talk Show, bringing you all grudge races in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Hey, Larry, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Mr. Biz, I can hear you.
Okay, did you hear anything I said?
No, I didn't.
Okay, let me start back over. I'm picking up my daughter. She got 200 questions. I'm picking up my son. He has 301 questions once I pick him up. But I want to tell you guys that I appreciate you guys calling in, wanting to hear the Grudge Inc. Talk Show. This has been a wonderful year for us as Grudge Racers and Grudge Inc. I have been involved with Grudge Inc. for the past year. And, man, I just want to thank Grudge Inc. for putting this North Central region on the map. You know, anytime when we can go to the state of Georgia and hold the state of Georgia hostage and Alabama hostage and do what we did when we went down south, we have been taking notice. Anytime you have the who's who of drag racing and grudge racing call you personally and wants to engage with you, then you know you have basically, you know, made it. You have made a name for yourself. And I owe that all to Grudge Inc. You know, I owe being healthy and safe to the good Lord. And I do want to thank him that we didn't have any type of catastrophic failures. I'd have to get tongue-tied on that word. But, you know, we were safe, no casualties. Just want to, you know, thank the good Lord that we had a good, safe year. And we had a fun year. And, again, I want to thank Grudge Inc. for putting myself and the rest of us on notice, that people know who we are and that we are not just Yankees and to be pushed over. And it's a good thing when you can walk into a track and people know who you are. And I'm looking for 2013 to be a more successful year for us up here north in the Central region and Chicago and Detroit, namely, and Indiana. And man, it's a good thing what Grudge Inc. is doing for us. Okay, so we're gonna continue forward with this Grudge Inc. thing. I want you fans to let us know what we can do. We can do okay, babe. What we can do better for you guys. Who you would like to see? You know, we would like to know that today. If you could press your one button, and Grudge Inc. would try to make that happen. Let us know who you would like to see at our home track at US 41. Who would you like to see at Martin, Michigan? Let us know, and we will make that happen. If it's some guys that you see on YouTube down south and you want to see them guys come up here, let us know. And, man, we're gonna get those guys on schedule. We're going to get those guys on board. And they're basically superstars in our eyes because we can only see them on YouTube. We really can't actually touch them and talk to them. So let us know. Let us know who you want to see. Let us know what races you want to see for the 2013. And if you look at your boards, our local boards, man, we got some good conversation going. We got some good conversation going on who should be Grudge Racer of the Year up here. We got some good conversation going on the end results of this season, who was the baddest crew, who was the rookie of the year, you know. Oh, and let me, now that I got the floor, let me say this. I gotta take my hat off to Tommy with the White Trans Am. We engaged last Saturday and he won fair and square. Jeff, his driver, beat me off the tree and turned on the wind light. And he did what he said he was going to do. He said before the race he was going to knock me off, and that's what he did. So I got to take my hat off to Tommy for Big Bertha and pulling down the wind of the Rotten Apple, set on keel. And it was a good race, good clean race. It wasn't a whole bunch of Charles Jackson to get the race going. He ran on motor, I sprayed, and I lost. So what more can I say? It was a good race. It was a good, healthy pot. Just let him know that it's on. next time we engage. So in the meantime, I'm opening up a couple of mics. I got Larry open.
Well, you know, Biz, I'm going to come on and pay my dues, man, get my support.
Hey, what's going on, Larry?
Hey, what's going on, Biz? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm just picking up these kids, trying to get them home, get them bathed, their mom don't have to poop by the time she get home, you know, just want to do my part. It's like budget, man. I just want to do my part, catch you enough about what Grudge Inc. has done for us guys up here.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm doing like you there, Biz. I'm just calling in to do what I got to do. That's my part. This is my duty as far as Grudge Inc. is concerned, and I just want to come in and show my support and get on out of the way so you can open up some more mics and let somebody else come in.
Man, I appreciate it, Larry. I really appreciate it. Call in every time. And, you know, bro, I don't know much about it. I know that dead. And there's no dead time with you. You can at least carry the show, help us. Got a lot of background noise. I think I got you open, Fred, if that's you. I think I got you open, Fred.
What's up, Biz? What's up, Larry?
What's going on?
Hey, Fred.
Doing the same thing, picking up these kids and trying to get everything situated, you know. Called in and show my support and hail to King Biz, you know what I'm saying?
Meatball, I got you. I got you open, Meatball. Yeah, Fred, just picking up these kids, man. Got to feed them and do the rest of my duty as a father. So. They never gonna say I was a deadbeat. When my tombstone is ready, they'll never say that.
I know that's right. Hey, look, I'm picking up somebody else's kids doing a favor, and I gotta pick up grown kids. I got adult foster kids, so I got to pick up the grown ones. You know, so
I hope you got one of them soccer mom vans. You got one of them soccer mom vans.
Oh, man, I got a soccer mom party bus.
I know that's right.
They riding good. They riding 2011 Escalade.
I know that's right.
So they sitting back good. I had to step out the truck so I can talk, you know. But
I know that's right.
Hey, 2013, man, it's gonna be a good year. For the simple fact,
it is.
Everybody's trying to unite, man. I heard the show last night with all about the haters and all that, man. That's how the devil works, man. That's how he works. See, they see a good thing that Jay Bonds and Cole Killer and them put together. See, now they hating. You know, they hating. But you know what, though? You got too many people that's united and seeing what we can do as a group, as a unit. And see, they don't like that.
They don't like that at all.
The 2013, hey, we gonna show them how to unite and multiply. See, that's the thing. Grudge Inc. is going to multiply. And I see it. That's why I wanted to get in. What it gave me was good. Because I see the big picture in it. And I'm going to do my part for sure. And we're going to have a good time in 2013, man. Like I said, we went out to Georgia, fellowship represented, came over to 131, fellowship and represented. You know, so a lot of guys, like you said, who you want to see for 2013 in this Grudge game, I want to see all the guys that you see on YouTube. Either No Limit or
you
know
what? I'm going to start it off. I want to see Tony Wright. I want to see the Hitler come up north. That's who I want to see.
Hey, you know what? That's my man. That motherfucker crazy there. I want to see him come up here too, man. He's genuine. He's for real. You know, he's a real deal. And he talks good shit, and he can back it up.
Right.
So, yeah,
I want to see him. This is my top three, and two of them, there's no way that they're not coming, you know. I want to see Chris Tootin come up here, the Cold Killer come up here, and I want to see
Tony Wright.
And that's not in a particular order, but I just, them the three I want to see come up north and cross that Indiana borderline.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's a good top three for sure. That's a good top. I wanna see Tony Wright, I wanna see Rock. I wanna see Rock make the trip up here. And I seen Chris Tootin, he's a Martin this summer. Kicked with him, pretty good guy. Talked to him down in Macon. You know, he's a genuine guy. Cold Killer, I like to see him come too. And my man Tyke, man. I want Tyke to come because we're gonna have a party and have a good time. Without a doubt. That guy, like, he can party and get on with the best though. You know. And I like to see Crew Chief and Big Lo make it up here too. You know. They came last year, but come up here, like you say, for that 3-day event. I think we can show them, take them out on the town, you know, and show them how hospitable we really can be, you know. We hospitable when they were here, but take them out and really show them a good time. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And Big Wayne and Jimbo, hats off to them because they represent it. And Tony and Chemo. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of other guys that's going to step into this arena this year, too. Because everybody's talking about this grudging. And as you listen to the talk show, it's a lot of other guys chiming in. They chiming in. And they ready. Everybody waiting to see the big fella pull that gangster out. That's got that big drag. Everybody wait on Big Drag to bring that beast of heels out. So it's going to be good.
Everybody got their hand up. Their mic is open. So if you're not talking, mute your phone. If you got something to say, make sure you don't have any background noise. My daughter's crying, so I got to put mine on mute. So I got everybody's mic open. Leon, Meatball, Kevin, everybody's mic is open.
My mic ain't open.
Yes, it is.
Oh, damn, what's up? What is Fred?
What's up? No, what's up, Slouch?
What's going on?
What's
I know
up,
my mic
Slouch?
Was open. I'm up here driving home, just getting off work. What's up, everybody?
What's going on, Slouch?
Hey, who I want to see come up, I want to see the Godfather Dog himself come up, and I want to see him and Skin go at it. I mean, really go at it, because them two, they'll put on the show itself. That'll be a good little matchup right there to have the crowd, have the people laugh and having fun, them two go at it, see who will be on top.
Repeat that, I didn't hear that. Who did you say you want to see come up here?
I said I would like to see Dog, the Godfather Dog come up here, Woolly Dog. Want to see him and Skin go at it. That'd be a good little rivalry right there against them two.
You should see that in Hattiesburg. We're going to have Skin come down to Hattiesburg, and I'm sure Dog will be there. So we're going to get the camera going. We're going to have Dog beat us in Hattiesburg.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be a good one.
Hey, Biz. Biz.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got a question for you. I kind of caught the end of it last night about the NGRA. So the NGRA has dispersed. They have disbanded.
I don't want to say they disbanded because Pro Stock Joe is still the founding father and still the president of the NGRA, and you still see that he still pushes the NGRA. So it's not disbanded, but it's not as strong. I'm going to say this. It's not as strong as it was when it first came out. I got to put my phone on mute till I get home because my daughter's crying. I don't want y'all to hear all that nonsense. So I'm going to put my phone on mute.
Yeah.
What's up, Larry? What's going on with you?
Oh, man, just sitting back chilling, man, trying to hold on, make it until it get greater later. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed, man. I'm really blessed. Hey, you know, no complaints. I was going to get out today and go with the boys up, go hunting, but I was like, man, I ain't going up there. I've been catching the weekend, you know. But got some vacation days left, so I'm going to go ahead and burn them out and just sit back and relax with the fam, you know. They say, well, you've been running all over the country with this grudge racing. You ain't spend no time at home, took us nowhere. I said, well, January the 19th, I'm taking you out of Atlanta. So y'all gonna roll to the Grudge Inc. Festivities and see how the boys and see what we actually do. You know, how we fellowship and just kick it, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's about it, man. What meatball? That meatball, I thought his mic was open.
I heard him say meatball or Dion or somebody.
Oh, man. Well, Slouch, what's going on with you, Slouch?
Same old, same old. Taking care of the family.
Hey, that's what it's about, man. Take care of your family, man. Family's number one. I really realize that. I mean, for sure, you know. That's a good thing.
Hey, I got some breaking news, fellas. Leon, if you can, get Three Lugs on the phone. They said Avery and Will of Butt Motorsports is looking for Three Lugs this weekend. They do have 41 open. They do have Milan open. Of course, they want you to come to Milan. And I'm sure you want to go to 41. So maybe y'all can meet in the middle or something. But Butt Motorsports, Will, I don't know which car. If Avery drives Will car, but Avery got a car too. I do not know which car Avery wants to race. Also, we have Johnny Quick. He came over to 41 last weekend. He couldn't get down the track. He blew his gear out. It's a small block. It's a Mustang, small block. I don't know if it's got 28s or 29s on it, but it got Willie bars. But it is a small block on 29s on nuts. He wants to run a small block on nuts. Don't know if we have anything like that here in Chicago that's ready to race small block on nuts. But I did offer him the back tire and the clear with Lil Junior, and he don't want them problems. He don't want them problems. So I can only race him with what I got ready to race with. My Rotten Apple is up for sale. I'm selling the Rotten Apple. The Debo haven't even made a pass down the track, and he wants to run Debo. I just can't see myself not even making a pass down the track with a car and locking the car in. To me, that's just not reasonable. But I believe Donye is ready. If he wants those troubles, he's talking slick to Jimbo. Jimbo ran Donye, so I can't see why he can't run Donye. I don't know if the plumber's ready. But if you can, Leon, get Three Lugs on the phone. And you got two people looking for Three Lugs. In the meantime, y'all go at it. I'm going to put my phone back on mute because my baby's still crying.
Hey, Klaus.
Yo.
Yeah? Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, whenever you get a chance, you talk to them. Tell them, Stug, I ain't calling Three Lugs because the simple fact is they lied last week. They all supposed to came to 41 to do some racing last week. Then none of them show up there from Detroit, but one car, and that one car was testing his car, so there wasn't no pressure with that. For them guys, to me, they nobody. I don't even want to race them, dude, because they lie. They don't stand behind. They worried about race. And anytime me and Three Lugs say we going racing, we coming to race them dudes. Them dudes said they was coming
shut
up to 41 last week to race. And they didn't
the
come,
up,
so
man.
They
the fuck up, man.
They straight
just
up cowed. Only
up,
one
Paul.
Person come from Detroit that I respect, and that's the Mustang that was up there. All the rest of them, they cowed. They ain't calling Three Lugs. I tried to put up for the rest of the year.
Shut the fuck up, man.
So the rest of them is cowards. And I said it.
You ain't saying that, Three. You ain't saying that.
You cowards, man. You sat there and told that bullshit lie. You called me Friday, called me Saturday morning. Then you say you went to the track. We got the track, and you turn around, claim you was coming, and never showed up. That's
I didn't
crazy,
tell you
man.
I was coming. I stopped at 131, Leon. I didn't tell you I was coming.
Hey, Kimo, you all stop lying, Kimo. You say you gonna knock three lugs off. You gonna
Leon, I said I'm gonna stop and do some testing. If I see something I like, down on your ass, I was gonna go.
Hey, Kimo, I ain't even gonna chase you no more. I'm down with
you
that. I'm
way out there.
You know
why?
You weren't
chasing.
I'm gonna find somebody else because you ain't no racer, man.
Hey,
you
got
to get too much
Leon, when I called you, man, you was like, oh, man, I just went up, rolled over, went back to sleep. My bad, I'll be at the track in
hey,
a while.
I tell you what, they can't say I wasn't there.
Now, you was there. You were there, but we didn't lock in nothing, Leon, for me to
but
be at no track.
But, Kimo, when you try to outbet me, how do I supposed to lock in? When I want to lock in, you try to outbet me,
Leon, Leon, I got a
2008. We ain't
arguing
like that. We ain't arguing
like that. I got a 2008, man, and I got three or four guys finna bet with me. For me to get over to Chicago, it's $250 in that just to get over there, not to come
hey,
back.
Hey, can I ask you something? What you make that money? What you make that money?
Listen, ask Biz how much his motherfucker truck cost to move that son of a bitch.
I'm saying yours gonna come tomorrow with my color. How much you make at the track Saturday when you test?
And I'm not coming over there for no little peanuts, Leon.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll never race then. You just find them, another one of them guys.
I understand. That's why I let you keep that $1,000. I wasn't coming to bet no $1,000, Leon. Nah, I wasn't coming for that.
Man, we had $4,500 sitting there waiting for you. I told you already.
Man,
you
didn't
say
that,
Kimo. You never bet nobody like that, man.
I don't have to lie. You said you had $500 on $1,000 or better. I'm not gonna come over there for no shit like that.
Okay, I'm speaking for myself. But when my rest of my crew came there, we had plenty of money. That's what anybody raised. Anybody lock in if they lock in for $500.
Whenever me, Biz, or anybody else, we locked in for $500 on 15 or better. You said $1,000.
Hey,
I'm not going for that shit, man.
It didn't even take you that much to raise you, so you need to stop fixing your mouth. Tell that lie, man. But ain't no big
man,
thing.
Leon,
I know you does it.
Leon, all you got to do is go on Motown Muscle and read what you post, motherfucker.
I ain't going to do nothing, man. I ain't even worried about it. I'm done with it.
Read what you post.
I'm done with it.
Shit, Leon, you tripping, man. But Let me tell you something.
No, I'm only keeping it real. When my shit was messed up, y'all was talking this and talking that, but now it's funny when the tables are, the ball is on the other side of the table.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Tony fucked you up. The slower car on our camp fucked you up.
Tony ain't did nothing with his blowed up ass.
Tony
he won't even get that.
Tony knocked your motherfucking head off hurt, man. What's
wrong
with
you,
man?
And you know what? I'm going to keep it real with you. I sure did. He wouldn't be, but you know what? You and him and no other motherfucker up there was capable of coming back. Because y'all know what? I already know, like I told Three-Love. Y'all don't want to see me and Three-Love whoop one of y'all. And you know that. We should have got that off the make it, man. Listen, man, we tried to behead your ass immediately down there.
Kimo, you ain't no racer, man. I'm going to be in Bradenton, and I'm going to be at Fat Tuesday. Where you want to be at?
I ain't going to be nowhere. I'm going to be at home and doing my family. That's where I'm going to be at.
I know it, man.
Hey, you're right. Why would I chase you and you ain't nobody when it's time to raise? Y'all ain't nowhere to raise.
Listen. You ain't got to chase me. It'll be clear in 3 months. I'm going to come over to your house, and I'm going to crack your motherfucking head over there.
I ain't even worried about it.
You ain't got to chase me nowhere. I'm going to come to you, man. Next year, I promise you, I'm going to be a terrorist.
Y'all gonna be tested all next year.
Nah, I ain't gonna be tested, baby. I got rid of that test, man. We ain't got to do that no more.
Abe, the same way. They supposed to bid up. Now, you know what, Kevin Real?
I can't speak for them, man.
Well, they call them Bill. They all not called Bill because two of them got put up just like my car put up.
I'm sure everybody caught up here put up because I ain't going to tell you no lie. I'm put up. until I can get down to Bradenton or something. I'm not finna go fuck my car up here.
I know that's right. I'm with you on that one. The mother knuckleheads, they get to wait for 2 years to come on for my race in the wintertime.
They done had 9 races up here. We only showed up at 1, so I can't say nothing about what he supposed to do. So I'm not gonna go there with you with that.
I see. I ain't gonna waste my time to call him because I know we can't do no race unless we gotta drive 15 hours to go do some races. It's done up here.
I mean, Will and them had a chance to get at you.
Yeah, they did.
I do know that Lil Tony got at a couple guys, and I know for sure he ain't done.
Yeah.
He coming to get you. He gonna give you that get back too. You know, man.
I ain't even worried about that, man. Hey, God, I swear, I got 2 twins, and they 2 years old, a girl and a boy, and I swear for God, oh, my twins, I'm not even worried about that, man.
I'm ready.
That's all I know. My nuts hot in the motherfucker. I'm ready, father. That's all I know. All the problems go with.
Hey, Leon, you came over there whooping that same shit.
Hey, Timo, I know they didn't send messages back, goddamn. That mother going straight down the track. Ain't pooping, ain't popping, ain't doing nothing but getting the motherfucker ass. I bet they can tell you that.
No, I don't know. I mean,
I bet they can tell you that. Tony,
so
Tony, hey, Tony, tail up his ass, man. He won't show up in no races either, man.
Now, Leon, you know you can't say that. He come over to your house, fuck Katrina and you up.
Man, that man ain't did nothing, man. That man got luck. I was jacked up, fucked up, but it ain't now. That's what I said, you know what I'm saying?
He won. You know what the mother was.
You know, only fight I can give a chance to, you go down south, you can whoop a motherfucker, and they don't ready to try you back. Up here, you mama win a race, and then you ain't going to be able to race him for the next couple months. They got all kinds of pieces going on. Bullshit.
Lil Tony would have ran you back because he's like he told me, man.
I went home and ran back. My car was messed up.
No, listen. He's like he told me, man. Racing you is like taking candy from a baby. And he just don't feel like he want to do that. I mean, he'll do it, but, you know, he don't like taking candy from no kids.
Well, you don't know the difference between a kid and a grown man then. Because he just got lucky, that's all. That's just like when you and Beers ran. You thought you could whoop Beers. But Beers whooped your ass. But as far as the excuse could be, your car got out of control and you wrecked. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we
both
had...
It's the same thing.
Both of us had... I don't know how to pronounce that word. Say the word for me, man.
Hey, just say this.
Catastrophic failure. Thank you, Larry. Hey, Leon, are you gonna be in tattoos? I know
Lil Tony was mine. I don't know where I'm gonna be at on tattoos. I wasn't even planning on going down there next year.
Oh, really?
No, I wasn't planning on going down there next year. I got some other things I'm doing.
Okay.
I just wait till it get warm.
Well, that'll be great too, man. But you know what? You might want to catch Tony before then, because when he get that thing figured out, he really gonna gap your ass.
Hey, man, I'm not even worried about nothing, man. I'm gonna tell you how good I am. I just come clean off that trailer, man. I told you that. I'm not worried about that. I told you once I get that thing at that junk wagon I got, I come clean off the trailer in a minute. Cause my car hooked anywhere now. Anywhere.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah. You know when you got too much and you think you know it all, but you don't know it all. And I was chasing my ass the whole time. All I had to do was sit down and piss. So I was gonna go to track with me. That's all
yeah.
I need. When I was trying to do it by myself, it wasn't working. I thought I knew it all. But I had to pay a gun to put my head together.
Yeah, I mean, you got people that think they know it all and really don't know shit. So
I thought I did too, but you know, I knew enough to go back. I had enough to spend to go back and get it together. So now I got the box and save it for next year. It's
okay.
Always another time.
I sure told me I ain't gonna be running from you.
He never ran, but I'm just saying. Be honest, I chased him in Mississippi to see if he gonna show up down there.
Hey, you know what?
It's all good.
Tony ran off, and the only time Tony ran from you, he ran off of his from you at NLR. That's the only time he ran from you. He ran off of his from you. You still the support, huh?
Well, he did. Hey, be honest, Tony did the same thing Diaz did to you. Soon as that light turned yellow, Liveron was left you in the dark back there. So we both got tagged up.
No, I got out of control.
Hey, look, he won. I'm gonna tell you like they told me. Excuses is excuses. You got tagged just like I did.
I certainly did. Just like we. I mean, me and Biz have hit on each other.
Yeah,
hello?
But that, hey, the same
hey,
thing,
hey,
Tony.
Hey, yeah, but nothing. Biz lost, I lost, so it ain't no butts right there. We done hit on each other, right or wrong.
Okay, y'all done had y'all done had y'all courtship. Y'all done said what y'all gotta say. Y'all ain't come up with nothing. I gotta open up Drag Mic. Drag Your Mic is open. Carry Your Mic is open. I got Wheels. Hey, I'm gonna start closing mics if I hear background noise.
Hey, listen,
hold on, Biz.
Man, yeah. You can leave Will Mike closed, man. The man ain't talking about shit.
No, that ain't Lil Will. That ain't Lil Will from Detroit. Damn, you come on in on your homeboy. Okay, I got some out of town numbers. Let me get them 205-2712. Your mic
What's
is open.
What's going on, bitch?
What up, sleepy?
Ain't nothing, man. I've been missing action. I've been doing a lot of overtime work, man. I just called in tonight to support the show, brother.
I appreciate it.
What's going on, Kimo?
Ain't nothing, man.
Leon, I'm going to go back to listening, man. I just want to let y'all know I was on the line, man. That's all. I appreciate it, baby.
What's happening?
Ain't nothing.
Okay. I got 708-0212. Your mic is open.
Yay, what's happening, y'all? This is Baby Boy. What's up, Biz? Leon, Kimo, Will, everybody.
What's up, Baby Boy?
What's happening?
Hi, Baby Boy.
Yay, yeah. Man, slow motion and hard times. Let's go get greater later, baby.
Right, all right.
And call on here to support Biz and things of that nature. You know, call and listen to these boys through all this lip box.
Hey, I wanted to say this. I don't think somebody said it would be a good show with Biz. I mean, not Biz, but Dog and Shorty. Shorty gonna run Dog off, man. Dog, he talk shit, but he didn't do too much arguing. He say we got to sit and move on. Shorty long-winded. Dog ain't long-winded like Shorty.
No, he sure ain't.
Yeah, dog ain't got nothing on Shorty, man. Shorty can go all day, all night.
And make you feel stupid, man. Like, he really just... Shorty a guy that's a fool, man.
Yeah, Shorty. Hey, I think I got the champ on the phone. 601-1093.
Hey, what's going on? He's not the champ, this Gadget.
Oh, what's up, Gadget?
You got it, man. Y'all doing all
right? Yeah, I just seen a Mississippi number, you know. That's my hometown. I got to get you on. What's going on down there?
Ain't nothing going on, man. I'm goddamn it, calling listening to Kimo goddamn ass fucking with Leon. Hey, Kimo. What's up, guys? Tell you what I do, man. Me and Big Clark got raised, man, Fairweather tonight. That's sad before Fat Tuesday. That's sad up Fat Tuesday. If you want to come down, I come straight off the trailer. I'll lock up something with you.
Straight off the trailer? With what car? Which car? Which one do you want to run? The blue car or the yellow car?
I want to run that slowest summer bitch you got.
That's the blue car. With what am I racing, Gadget?
My Nova. Start suspension? No, I'm back at it.
Damn,
damn,
you want me with a real car with a
spark
suspension?
I'm back at it. Hey, I already talked to him. I like all my shit soft, not hard.
Hey, listen, Gazzy, but I'll try you, let me start the race off.
Do what now?
Let me start the race off, I might try you.
You say you gonna let me start the race off?
No, sir. Did you
I thought
please
I was right out there? I thought I was in the wrong shit.
I said, you let me start that race off. I think about entertaining you.
Hey, man, that's hard, man. I like my shit soft. But listen, anyway, I tell you what I do. I run this corner, man. Get his ass on the phone, man.
Hey, Gadget, I'm new to the game, so I'm going to say something that some people might think that sounds stupid. But if you tell me how fast you run, I might run you with my car.
Oh, okay then. Well, goddamn it, I'm a 720 car.
Okay, that's cool. I'll run you with my car. If you run any faster than 720, then I win.
Who I'm talking to? It's me.
My name is Jim Chu.
What, Jim Chu?
Yeah.
All right, Jim Chu. Go play some basketball somewhere, Jim Chu.
What'd you say, Jim Chu? What'd you say? I didn't hear that, Gadget. What'd you say?
I said, go play some basketball somewhere, Jim Chu.
Okay.
But anyway, man, I was calling on y'all show, man, supporting y'all show. I listen to y'all every week, you know. I did get sick of that damn chemo fucking with Leon.
Well, fuck it, man. That's what I'm saying. Let me start the race off. Don't shut my motherfucking mouth, guys. Lock that in, man.
Hey, Gadget. All he gonna do is fuck with me. He don't do no races. Cause when I was down, he was ready to race. Now I ain't down. He good at doing what he's doing. Leon.
What car
are you trying to race him with?
I'm gonna run him with that old weak ass turbo car he was trying to stick on me, man. I'm not setting that thing, man. And I don't know why he won't run you. You back, Calvin. You got left tires on your car.
Got 29 on it, man. If you got 29 on your car?
Yeah.
Me? Yeah, you. I'm sick of you got down trying to run over the motherfucker. I'm sick of you.
Hey, who the hell you talking to? That's Leon you talking to, goddamn.
I'm talking goddamn to goddamn chemo.
Okay, well, now you talking to me. You don't scare me, man. Fuck your goddamn house.
Okay, what you want to do?
I told you, let me start the race off. I'll beat your motherfucking ass. I'm not going to run you head up with no back half, huh? You might be dangerous.
Hey,
that motherfucker Leon.
What the fuck
you
think Leon
me.
Got? What Leon got?
Leon ain't shit, man.
Hey, Chemo, you ain't either. You love was on light chairs of you to get in that car while you was ducking. That's why you really didn't come. You didn't want to go past you to whoop on.
Man, I can't drive a lick, man. I ain't gonna even kick in perp and portray I'm a driver. I am a financial backer, man. I'm not no driver.
All right. Hey, well, you have to try to dig off of your ass. Gather is just like me.
What was that race again? You said February 9th, right before Fat Tuesday. What track? College Spring?
February 9th in Lena, Mississippi.
Lena, Michigan, fellas. Lena, Michigan, February 9th. So we get on down.
Lena, Mississippi.
Yeah,
me and Big Clark having that show. But guess what? Hey, I don't know where, man. I don't give a fuck.
Get your ass over to Hattiesburg. I'm gonna try you, man.
Hey, I just opened the mouth for Three Loves, Mississippi Joe, and G-Shot.
Guys,
hey, Biz, what's happening, Biz? I just want to say, tell everybody hello,
Gadget,
Drag, Three Loves.
What up, Joe?
Chemo, everybody, man. I'm just calling to support your show, King of the North. And I'm just, you know, showing love to all y'all like y'all showed us, bro. That's it.
Hey, I
appreciate
it.
Your boy, champ. Yeah, I appreciate it, too.
Hey, I just got a picture of Avery Carr. it's like a gold is cutlass or something. And he said if Freelug or Leon show up in Milan, he's gonna do something unspeakable to him.
Hey, Beans, if I show up, the world coming to an end. So I know y'all don't want the world to come to an end. Tell them we don't race in the winter time. Tell them something, man. We don't race in the winter time.
Lying.
I bet I don't.
Hey, Beans.
Yo.
Hey, yo, this is Levi, man. I'm just, man, making sure I spoke to you, man. I want to speak to you first. I want to say hello to Gadget, Leon, Timo, everybody else on the motherfucking phone.
Oh,
Leroy.
Leroy.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, how you doing? Daddy, how everybody doing down there, man?
It's all right. It's slow as hell. We're all slow as hell down here.
Hey, man, it's going to be all right, man. Shit. Yeah, it's going to be all right.
Leroy, some people slow down, man. Some people fast. Guys didn't want to slow a car, man. Fuck yeah.
Well, who that's on?
That's Kimo, man.
The hell was that?
Yeah,
That was a bomb. That bomb said that Gadget was slow. Yeah, you got to say something about that.
Damn.
Hey, Kimo, I bet you want. Hey, what size tire you got on your car, Kimo?
I'm 29, Gadget. I'm telling you, I'm going to try you when I get in Mississippi, man. Don't worry about it. You ain't got to worry about that, Gadget.
Hey, man, lock that up and shut the fuck up.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
They said that was good. See, who want to lock up that?
I'm going to lock that shit, man.
What's up? You going to lock him in, Timo?
Yeah, man, we're going to lock in.
When it get close, or you going to lock in tonight?
Yeah, when it get close, we're going to lock in. I got that, Jazz.
Man,
okay.
I'm
going to be the sexy
guy
for him.
Hey,
the guy is
trying to lock in now.
You
want to
come straight off the table?
No,
I'm going to get me a cash in. I ain't coming straight off the table for no motherfucker.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
That's right. You know what? That's not my shit. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse when it gets close, baby.
Hey, I just thought maybe I had me a motherfucking duck. I'm going to fuck your ass.
Hey,
I'm gonna get you. You think I don't have my eyes on, but I got my eyes on your ass. Hey,
that you ain't never seen Zero make a pass, man. Get out of here.
You're right. Get what? I'm going to lock your motherfucking ass up, I bet you. And lock you in now.
You don't know no better.
Uh-huh. Okay, then. All right, well, get what? I'll let you do your homework, but you call me when you get ready.
Ready, guys. If Little Tony was willing to lock your motherfucking ass,
man,
I'm gonna lock you in.
Hey, man, I was gonna demolish Tony's ass, man. Good thing he went on
to pay
that
$500. Trying to collect on West Virginia. Houchins and Hurricane told me they didn't have $500.
What the hell is that?
That sounds like G Shot trying to get some money.
Oh, man.
I'm here.
Nothing. You guys got the camera.
G-Shot, put your phone on mute, man. G-Shot, the mic is open, baby. G-Shot, your mic is open.
Man, G-Shot over there, man. Pussy, man.
Timo, you something else, Timo.
Buy me something. Buy me a piece and send it up this way, goddamn. Hey, man, I want y'all to know, man, we got a big race coming up this weekend at the Zoo, Macon National Jagway, down at Custom Race.
I want y'all to know that Grudge Inc.'s own Big Low, Crew Chief, Obnoxious Racing will go into battle with the Skinny White Boys down in Macon, Georgia. I like Big Low. They both on 28. The White Boys have been ruling all year on them 28. But I got Big Low with space. I got Big Low with space. Just want you to know, if you are in the area, stop by Macon National Dragway this Saturday. They will have the best of both worlds. We got Class Racing and Grudge Racing. 773-3367 But in the meantime, I want you to know, that we do have a big Grudge race at Macon National Dragway. Big Low versus the White Boys. They're both on 28. I don't know any other stiffs. If they got to be in a lane by a certain time, I don't know. But Grudge Inc.'s on Big Low.
I like Big Low.
Now, basically, I got all the fans on. I want to take just 2 minutes and congratulate Tommy this weekend. I talk about him when I beat him, so I got to talk about him when he beat me. We went in the battle head up Pro Tree. Jeff dropped me off the light. I knew he did something bad to me when my crew member said, "Oh man, that was a good race. You gave him the break." Anytime you run a head up and somebody thinks you gave him the break, he tough the hell out of you.
It wasn't right, man.
I want to take my hat off to him, man. Tommy, he has got my vote for being Rookie of the Year this year. It was a close race between him and Terrell, the Hawk. But I take my hat off to Tommy for being.
Hey, Trans Am.
Yeah, okay.
I appreciate that, man. I'm just listening, and I'm speaking for Tommy, man. It's your death. I appreciate all you're giving us, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. Hey, man, it was an easy race. It wasn't no, you know how the YouTube clips go where you argue 50 minutes, hour, and you finally get a race off. It wasn't like that, man. Got off. We got it off. And, man, we had fun this weekend. And also, my last 45 seconds, I want to give a big shout-out to NLR, our only Grudge track in the Midwest here, strictly Grudge track. Man, they done gave away over $20,000 to Grudge races this year. That's a lot of money. I didn't get it all, but I did get my shit.
Say it right, Biz. You earned your shit.
You got that right. I've been through my ups and I've been through my downs.
Hey, Bay Boy said you earned your share, man.
No doubt. We did what we had to do, man. But I do want to commend them, man, because they put Grudge Racing back on the scene this year, and they got some big and better things. And for all you guys down south, Gadget, all you guys, you better listen to me clearly. Warrior Weekend. They will have a race up here, and the first place will be $100,000. So you guys, get your cars ready. Get your cars ready, and if you got,
I get down with Captain, he will not come past the Kentucky line, baby.
Hey, for $100,000, I got your line.
Hey, Larry.
You want to holler at Biz?
Go private, please.
Okay.
$400,000. I got Gadget coming up here. Feel like you got a chance, just like everybody else.
Okay.
Let them know the criteria for the race. I was just about to say. If Leroy can get that thing, do Leroy got Willie Balls on his car?
Yeah.
Man, Leroy say he's changing that thing around, man, so he can get the race.
Okay, well, check this out. Okay, the criteria for the $100,000 race is any rear suspension. You can be back cab, ladder box, stock suspension, any wrist suspension, but you cannot have on sissy sticks. No willy balls are allowed. You got to have a front style front.
Yeah, I mean.
So that means no full chassis car. But so you have a back half car, a true back half car, but not a full chassis car. If you back half, you can't have willy balls. If you got suspension, you can't have willy balls. Tire size, it is a tire size. And if I am wrong, Terry, correct me. You can have a 29, a true 29, or a true 28. You can have a 275 drag radial. You can have a 295 drag radial. No 315 drag radials are allowed, and no Ws are allowed. Build your car accordingly. Test your car accordingly. That weekend in May, Memorial Day, it will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Racing was testing all day Thursday, testing all day Friday. Racing will start promptly on Saturday, and it will finish up on Sunday, if need be, or grudge racing Sunday. But
any power added too?
Any power added. You can have 16 superchargers, 13 turbo. whatever you got. There's no amount of cubic inch. You can have 800 cubic inch Fullerton motors. That's all that comes out of Fullerton, 800 cubic inches. So you can have an 800 cubic inch Fullerton motor with 17 systems. Okay. Hey, all I say is get here early and get your testing in. And the luckiest man win. Yeah.
I don't want to speak on that. I'm gonna let Terry and Denny, that was the original plan,
but they gonna have to be a police to not let a class race in. You gotta go through so much film. You have to go through so much film on the internet. You have to go and see, is this person a class racer? I'm just going to say the known class racer is probably not going to be alive.
What about entry fee? What's the entry fee?
Say that again?
What's the entry fee?
Right now, I'm saying it was $500.
Okay.
$500 to win $100,000. Right. And there's no second place. There's no third place, there's no fourth place. There's only
first.
Is it
quarter mile or eighth mile?
It is eighth of a mile.
Ooh,
eighth of a mile. So, all you turbo guys, you in trouble. All I'm gonna say is if you got a turbo and I'm racing against you for $100,000 and you bump in first, just Your converter will be 1,200 degrees when you let go. I'm letting you know right now, if you're a turbo guy and you bump in first, you will sit there and when you check your transmission fluid when you go back, I guarantee you it smells like Popeye's chicken. That's the word to the wise.
Hey, dude.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, you thought I'm letting you get in that shit?
Say that? I didn't hear you.
You think they'll let you get in on a
Reindeer game? If they let you get in on a who?
I said, would you think that they'll let me get in on that race for that 100,000?
Where your car set up now? Probably not.
Oh, shit.
Probably not.
Okay. And I'm going to say that. Leroy, all you got to do is put a 29 in the car tire on your car, you can get in that race.
No willy bars. Yes, they don't willy bars.
No, take a willy bar and put a tire on your car, you get in that race.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have a car for the race.
You know what I would do, Leroy? If I was you, I'd go find one of my buddies that got a car. And take that gorilla out and put it in there.
I take that gorilla out. I grab one of them, put that gorilla in something. Yeah, we got a new car that we putting together. It's a small tire car. We probably just started testing it with my willy bar on.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Jack, hey,
we're
going to call out, you want to give me that autograph, man.
Okay.
I've been lifting weights and shit. Getting myself together. Hey, man. It's on. How you doing?
Hey, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
You going to Boston?
You want to do? You can do it for
the rest? I think he's going to Baldy, right?
Yeah, I want to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely want to go.
Yeah, I do want to mention something about Baldy's race. I just bought my tickets for Baldy race. If you order them now, I think they're probably the cheapest they're going to get. They're $255 from Chicago to Sarasota, which is / Bradenton. They're $255. That's tax and everything, like $255.40. If you were flying into Orlando or Miami, they look cheaper, but you got a hell of a drive. But if you're flying in close to the track, $255. And
It ain't that far.
What ain't that far?
From Orlando to Birmingham.
Well, shit, if you want to do that, then you probably pay like $175. I'm thinking of.
Why don't you just fly into Tampa?
You could do that too. I'm flying in the Bradenton. When I get off the plane, I'm 10 minutes from the track.
Yeah, you about 10, 15 minutes away.
Yeah, so I'd rather do it like that. But to let you guys know, man, the tickets are not that expensive right now. But 2 weeks ago, go ahead.
About that race in May, but next year, is it like a 32-car field or something?
Oh no! It's they expect it to be like 126 car field.
Yeah,
that's why they're giving it. But you got to realize too, even if it was a 200 car field, you got to realize after one round, it's 100 cars. After two rounds, it's only 50 cars. So it's gonna go quick. And you talk about eight per mile. You know, I think the damn drawing gonna go longer than the damn actual first round.
Y'all
two rounds.
Hey, there will be no drawing.
How you gonna pair up if there's no drawing?
That's
gonna be a lot of.
Oh, okay. Well, explain that, Terry. Explain that.
Well, whoever gets in, either at the gate or we'll mail it to you once you're paid and locked up. You'll get a number.
Oh, okay.
And then your number will go into a lottery, a big bingo thing. That's how it's going to go.
The only thing with that, Terry, let me say this. We got to do something like tape it, or somebody got to be a South representative, be there, a North representative, because they're going to say, man, why I get paired up with such and such first round? It's fixed, you know.
It's going to be a lotto machine. Everyone's balls will be in there, and no one's going to stick their hand in there. It's just going to drop a ball out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, bro. I know y'all on the up and up. I'm just,
Terry,
I just know people.
Come out here. What if you don't get them many cars to enter?
Will you let everybody know what it is before
they come up?
No.
No.
What's that?
No, he's saying if you don't have enough cars to cover the 100,000, that you're going to let everybody know before they make that trip up.
Within the next couple weeks, it'll be on every board. Every board I can possibly find.
Repeat that. I'm going to close the mic because I can't hear. Repeat that, Terry.
Someone's got some bad background noise.
Hold on, let me start muting some mic.
Confirm the supply.
Game one.
Did I get
Hello?
It?
There you
yeah,
go.
You got it. Okay, go ahead, Terry.
Within the next, we talked today, we're just trying to, I know a lot of guys are worried about the class racers, and it's going to be impossible to keep every class racer out. What one rule is going to be is there is not going to be a sticker allowed on the paint job. You know, some guys run stickers on their windows, and that's fine, but I will not allow any stickered up race cars. Any sort of sponsorship, anything on any sort of the paint. So
damn, all the sticker cars got stickers on the window.
Yeah, and a lot of them got them on their paint, though. I mean, I don't know. It's really going to be hard to police every class we surround. It's totally impossible. We tried thinking about this for weeks now.
All I want you to do is ban Zabel and
I'm not letting Stevie Jackson. I'm not going to say Stevie Jackson is not going to be there, but that car he drives will not be there. It will not be in the race.
What about Zabo? Shit.
Well, there's another
one.
Here's
so
the thing.
Anyway,
I don't follow up on all these guys, so I'm actually going to have to sit down with Biz and a couple other people and get a group to find out who exactly we do not want in this.
Damn, who is that?
Man, you got to be some more money.
You know what, Terry? I just thought of something. Maybe I want to interject this. Because by excluding Stevie Jackson, it's actually hurting you and the track. Because people at NLR never seen this man in person. Maybe
right.
We could put a stipulation up if Stevie Jackson get in, if Zabo get in, they got to go off the trailer.
They got to run each other.
No, they got to go off the trailer.
They can run each other for a while.
No, maybe something like that, because you realize, I mean, to be honest with you, we need to pay for this event and we need to make money. If Stevie Jackson shows up at LLR 41, he's going to bring at least 100 more spectators than normal, at least.
Right.
So maybe we could go back, you guys could go back to the board, and if you're a known class racer, and you could put a time limit on it. Say if you're a known class racer and you run faster than 470, you cannot test.
Right.
You cannot test. You got to go off the trailer. Because I mean, honestly, I don't care what class racer, you come to a new track in this type of air that we have here, going off the trailer.
But this, them boys right there, they so fired bands. They'll come up a week ahead of time.
No. Timo,
hey,
they sold 5 bands, and they went up to Milan, and they blow the tires off at a full prep track. They blew the tires off the first 3 or 4 passes.
Yep.
And they got Davy boxes and all that in there. All I'm saying is, if we're gonna do something, we want to maximize it. You don't want to start off trying to exclude people.
I understand that, but boy, when them boys come, man, it's going to be hell to pay on
the but here's the thing. They got to get down the same track.
Damn right.
You guys gotta get down. I don't give a fuck if they make 2,000 more horsepower. It don't make a difference.
Ain't nobody crying with Timo.
Here's the thing. And a lot of guys will.
I'll tell you one thing, Biz,
you truly, with the horsepower wise, you shouldn't have won that 10 grand, my gay boy. Tell you the truth, because you know what I mean? You didn't have the most horsepower in that $10,000 race.
No, I didn't. I beat big blocks with F3.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I just want to see at one time all these guys come over to our home track and they play. I don't want to exclude them because I look at Tony Bynes. He put Shane Stack and Chad Henderson on the Taylor. On the trailer. And these are known class races, supposed to be super bad, bad, bad. And they went to I think they did that race in Macon. And
And he put them boys on the trailer because they wasn't used to the grudge atmosphere. They
right.
wasn't used to it. Now, not saying Stevie ain't. Stevie is. But most of these class racers, they're
not used to this grudge atmosphere. They're not used to running for no $100,000.
Hey, they're not used to 100 people standing around the car at the starting line.
No, they're not.
I mean,
Stevie Jackson's a grudge racer, though. So,
I already said that Stevie Jackson is used to it. I already said that. But, man, I'm telling you, he ain't, I mean, I'd rather say that he's not going to win it, that he is going to win it.
Fuck you. They let all the club, man, let all
yeah.
the goddamn class race.
That's how I feel.
I want to watch Keaton come up and where everybody ass out. Fuck
there
let
you go. There,
now
see. You're thinking
let's
like me.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
I think like this. Let all of them come in there and let everybody make one shakedown pass and the fast child mess the fast car.
You can't let nobody make no shakedown. It takes too much time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's straight off the trailer Saturday. The day of the race is straight off the trailer. No passes Saturday. If they want to shake down, do what they do with these class races. Get there early and make passes. Get there
yeah,
early.
Jerry,
get there Friday, Thursday or Friday.
Jerry, have you looked and seen if any of those other classes? I mean, you know, sanctioning bodies got anything going?
They ain't paying $100,000. Skipple.
Here's the thing. I mean, we're shooting for Memorial Day. It's either going to be Memorial Day or it's going to be Labor Day. The only thing with Labor Day is Indy is that weekend, the NHRA. So we don't know if that would be better or we don't know if that would be worse.
I say Memorial Day.
I holidays like that. I plan a better day than that because the holiday, a lot of people don't like to travel. They like to be around their family on holidays.
Hey,
I think everybody's going to be there. That money goes to the people. Right, and it gives you an extra day to travel. And it gives you an extra day to travel. And money. I just don't believe you're going to have enough room to park all them guys coming in with them semis. Are you serious? You must have looked around good, Kimo. Yeah, you must have seen 41. That is, listen.
Well, here's the thing.
You know
how many
guys going to come in with them total homes, man?
Hey, here's the thing. Just say there's 200 cars. And Leon Drag, you can say 10 years ago, 41 used to hold 400 and 500 cars during chaoses. Tell me
yeah,
not, Drag.
Yeah, right down there. And that place is wall to wall.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there would be 400 cars during a streetcar chaos. Ford, 450.
Damn. Mm-hmm. And you got to realize, too, we're going to use all concrete to park the trucks. All regular cars are going to have to go in the grass.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bubbles.
I mean, when that place is organized in the pits, there is a lot of room.
Okay.
So I'm not worried about 200 cars.
Not at all.
I think it's going to be
we damn near had that at the North versus the South.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see you pull this one off, Terry.
I hope so. Because if this pulls off, it won't be the last one.
That money going to pull it off. Guarantee that money going to pull it off.
Well, you're going to see some fast cars. You're going to see some hell of a wrecks out there because I don't believe nobody going to get out the gas.
Yes. Okay, hold on, baby. Let me put my shoes on.
The plan right now is to open up Thursday, Friday for testing. We're going to hit eliminations hard Saturday and get most of it done. Grudge racing Sunday and probably eliminations first thing Monday morning. That's the plan.
Oh, so people can grudge race all weekend with this deal.
Oh, our plan Sunday is to have Grudge Sunday. I don't want to have the baddest of the bad cars in one place and not be able to get any grudge racing off. this is what this event's about. It's about grudge racing. I want one full day of just grudge. I mean, you're going to have the baddest of the bad cars in the place. Who's not going to say, okay, Stevie, give me five cars in the break to the eighth? You know what I mean? Just to try it and say they race Stevie Jackson's car.
I try some stupid shit.
Three-lug will take that.
Three-lug will do that.
Three-lug will take that.
I'm going, bro. That's going to be a hell of a race, that's for sure.
All right, it's about to do with that, Terry. Is what if just say Sub-Zero, Stevie Jackson's able, is still in the in for the money. I'm not going to grudge race on Sunday. If I'm still in the money, my car ain't going down the track.
Okay, I just got a text. We will finish up the shootout on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
Monday is going to be used for a rain day.
Right.
We are going to hit elimination hard Saturday morning.
Ooh, you're going to have some bad pictures.
Yeah, because I was just about to say, my car ain't coming off the trailer. I'm going to have armed guards around my car. If I'm still in the event, you know, for 100, you think I'm not running for 10,000. If I'm in the money for 100, that's just numbers, you know, and everybody here no numbers.
Right.
Thank you, Randy. But man, what you guys are doing is epic. It's gonna go down in history. And the fans is really looking forward to it. We're going to get together, Terry. We need you at Hattiesburg so we can actually promote this. Because we want it to be a success. We want to make money, and we want to give away what we say we're going to give away. So
I'm gonna have to sit down with some people here or talk to – like get every grudge board or, you know what I mean, like, you know, Chi-Town Racing, whatever. And I want to get on every board across the U.S.
Right. All I tell all the fans that are listening, if you win the money, your first call better be to Mr. Sam, Uncle, and ask him what you're on.
Well, ask him what...
Terry, are you going to 1099 the guy who wins that?
Hang on. I'll wait for a text on that one.
Yeah.
I don't see how. I'm not sure. I'll wait on a text on that one.
Okay. Because if the guy 1099, well, he's not doing anything wrong, right?
I ain't doing nothing wrong, period. He can give you cash. It's up to you to report it.
Somehow they're gonna come up with something, man. You gotta. This is my thought.
Jail time for $100,000 ain't that much.
Okay. Wait.
It's when you get the millions. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, I just got a text. We have to 1099.
Oh yeah. I do know. If you don't get 1099, Terry ass gonna be in trouble, and the motherfucker who got that gonna be in trouble.
Hey man, I just know jail time for 100 ain't that much. I mean, what 60-90 days? You know, I think you sit in the corner, you know, twiddle your thumbs, act like you've been there for 90 days. You know, shouldn't be that much. But no, man,
hey,
we want to
Terry.
Yep. All the way down to what place? Do they get anything? Is it just only first place get something or what?
First place.
The winner.
Okay.
Hey, I don't think Viz got any money back when he raced Tommy the other night.
Not a damn.
A lot of soap like that.
I'm the winner.
It's $100,000 to the winner.
Okay.
Hey, Leon, I'm Mr. Mike Leon.
Leon, be some like Leon.
You got that.
Control your household, man.
Hey, Leon. Leon, hey, let me mute.
She's crying.
Yeah, let me mute Leon's mic. That's TMI. That's too much information. Hey, wait a minute, she got me.
I
say, Leon, the show being recorded.
Yeah.
He's not gonna get his ass tore up.
We get on here and talk straight gangster. He's
take
cold when you get at home.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Shoot, man. Hey, man. It ain't no joke. And my wife told me I couldn't go to the track last week. Man, I was sitting on the porch like a little sad puppy, man. No, she didn't say I could go. Hey, she ain't gonna hear this, but I had Terry get on Facebook and ask me, could I go, just to see her response. So, man, these women hold a lot of a man, boy.
Oh, yeah. I ain't
gonna
lie.
All you gotta do is tell me no. You tell me no on a certain thing. I'm like a sad puppy.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah. You'll be surprised at how many chests be poked out when we be at the track.
And
yeah.
Before they get to the house, all that air be let out their chest when they get to the house.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I don't care about being transparent, you know. ain't no joke, boy. Ain't no joke when you want to go to that track.
Yeah, I ain't going to tell no lie. One day I told Reddy to go down south. Man, you ready to go? I said, go where? Going down south. Yeah, I'm finna go. She lay right there with me. Where you finna go? Oh, damn. I tell you, Katone, let me call you right back out of the ass when I go.
We all wind up going with it.
Damn, motherfucker, she
hear
you talk about it, and you ain't
ass off.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
going to
be a fight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't no joke. Ain't no joke. But, man, this was a good show, man. I want to thank Terry for coming on, giving us some insight on what's quickly going to take place. I guarantee you this, Terry. All these guys, that's promoters, and putting all these races up, I guarantee you, when they see this race go up, they're going to try to get a change date. Because I'm telling you, all the who's who is going to be in Morocco, Indiana, trying to fend for this money, man.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
I'm telling you, $100,000 for $500 to win $100,000, and you feel that you have a good chance on doing it, man, and that's actually the start of the race season for us. So if someone local, man, they can shut it down for the rest of the year.
Biz, will the Flying Hawaiian be up here for that race?
Man, please, we're gonna get a private jet for him to come up here.
I'm gonna tell you, he's bringing his car.
You think he ain't? He's gonna take all the weight. He's gonna take all that weight out of his car, and he's gonna put that new blower on his car. That new blower that. Where did you see this new blower he got? It's about twice the size of an F2.
You know, look
like
not always better.
Yeah, but it sure puts that CFM through there though. Bigger not always better, but it's sure going to move some more air.
I'm surprised Butt Naked ain't got on here. We need to see if Butt Naked going to come up here. He don't get
no,
on
Butt
there.
Naked ain't going to get on my show.
What you, Bob? Come on, man.
Man, listen. You was on the show the other night when Mississippi Joe said what he said to him and what I said to him. Hey, Butt Naked deserved every bit of what came to him. You know, when me and you race, I didn't call the show beating my chest. When I beat Jimbo, I didn't call the show beating my chest. I only beat my chest with Butt Naked because he talked so much trash.
And when he beat David Floyd for the belt, he wanted everybody to call him champ and this and this. If you listen to the last show they had, it was a guy that called in his show. He wants somebody to go to some back alley track that you can't even get down to race for the belt. Now, before the man said something to lock the man in, the man was all gung-ho about racing that that track. Soon as that man challenged that man for the belt and said he'll race him at that track, now he got to call his driver. He don't know if he's going to get a race that day. Man, that man's a paper champion, man. That man's a paper champion. Paper champion.
But Nick better have his ass up here for that money.
Man. I know my homeboy DJ Grant going to be up here. Know that.
And the word is DJ Grant, you better believe it.
I think a lot of guys come out for that race. You're going to be guys
hell
out of
yeah.
California and everything.
Hey, my money going on TL and Joe.
Who was that?
That's who?
Gangsta Boo.
The Gangsta Boo, there it is.
For that money? For that $100,000?
That money. Yeah.
You got to realize, bro.
Now, you know what? Before I say that, let me see how that car work on some true 29s. But from what I've seen, I don't think a 29W is too much different from a 29. A 29W is a whole lot different from a 28. But I don't think it's too – you guys realize, too, all them are Stevie Jacksons and all them, they got to put a 29 on that car. They can't put that 315 on that car.
Exactly. They're on a drag radio. They're not using a slick.
Yeah. And they can put a 275 on it if they want to. But
well, they might go to a slick, though.
Right, a 29.
Now, that 29, I think it worked pretty good.
It do work good, but it don't work good as a 315. Marcus, go get look here.
Hey, Bill, you know one thing that's so good about it? That race is going to happen in a – at our home track in Morocco, man,
for
that much money. That was really makes it good, man. That's a good idea, Terry. I'm glad you thought that up, man.
That's just not me, it's Denny, too.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad y'all got y'all heads together and worked that out, man, because it's good to have the first race of that magnitude with that much money happening in Morocco, you know. It'll be a tough act to follow.
Yeah. Hey, and then we'll be doing the meltdowns during the year too. Regular meltdowns.
Yeah. I just hate all that action fire going on when I moved out of town. When I was up there, what going on? The chaos had died out, and I got out of town. Now y'all doing big things up that way.
But guess what, Sleepy?
Yeah.
The property value have not went up here.
You got your oil.
Actually, you can come back.
I have to, man. I'm definitely going to be there for that race. I was there for the North South and all that drag race, so I'm going to be coming back.
Okay.
I'm going to see you, Kimo. You better believe that. I'll see you in Hattiesburg, too.
All right. Yes, sir.
Now, that's going to be a hell of an event, that Tuesday.
That's going to be a trick-or-treat day, that's
the
event. Mm-hmm. Fuck around, I'm winning the whole 100,000, man. Look out. I'm
going to
be hell, boy.
Well, Kimo, much stuff you be talking. If you win that, we would be able to be in the same universe with you.
Hey, that little 100,000, I had a new attitude around this bitch. Yeah, I have a real new attitude, baby. You know how the motherfucker. Well, I don't know, man. I'd be something else if I wasn't that.
I'm looking to win it, though. Like, I happen to pick a number. We'll do a lot of testing before then.
One thing about it, Kimo, anything possible, bro.
That's right. Hey, Sleepy, I win that money. I got to get me some new motherfucking friends, man.
Hey, well, look me up. Look me up. Look up me and Larry, man. We'll be your friend.
Boy, if that race pulled off, boy, you got to have to trick a motherfucker. What car you taking home, man? What car that money in for? Over here, man, these young guys over here, man, they killed for $200.
Woo-wee. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it, man. That's gonna be a hell of an event.
Yeah, hey, I got some mics to open. Drag, your mic is open.
Okay.
I'm not gonna open Leon.
Hold up.
What's going on, Greg?
What up? What's happening, everybody?
All right.
Hey, but I got caught. Did everybody get cut off, or was it just me?
Just you.
Yeah.
It seemed like a few people got cut off, Greg, but not a lot.
Yeah, they knew you had a pro model. You couldn't get in this race, so it wasn't no need for you to be listening.
Hey, Kimo, we got a Nova we've been building for the last year and a half, be honest with you. I just took the motor down to the chassis shop a few weeks ago to get it fitted in the car. We're going to run the 29 race with it.
Hey, Terry, cut this goddamn mic off again. You don't even know about that mic, that race, man.
Hey, I got something to bust my longtime buddy Sleepy Balls about.
What's up,
Greg? Hey, Sleepy.
Yeah.
You gotta get off the straddle of the fence now.
Yeah, I told you, Greg, it's time to wake back up, man. I done been sleeping long enough, man.
Hey, if everybody was home last night, old Sleepy told him, they asked him who he was going with. He said, well, I'm living down south now. I got to go with my hometown. Now, he says, 41. Come on now, Sleep, what you gonna do now?
Well, you know 41 is my home track, Greg. You know what I'm saying?
41 is everybody in the North grudge track. That is no doubt known, our grudge racetrack.
That's right.
Grudge race is going. That's where we do it at.
Well, I'm going to be down here doing most of my running, man. So I will say this is home as far as when it comes down to grudge.
But see, you got to remember, all my family and me from Mississippi. But, you know, I represent the North.
And that's where you're living at, right?
That's where I was basically raised at.
Right, but that's where you're living at. You're living in the North, right, Drake?
Yeah, that's where my everything comes from.
Okay, well, I'm living in the South, Drake, so I got to ride with the South. I'm living here now.
So we still love you, Sleep. Well,
for sure.
I'm just saying.
I can't come up there and say, well, I'm running with the North, and I got Alabama license plates on my vehicle.
All right, I got you.
You see what I'm saying? But now, don't get me wrong, my heart is going to always be up that way because I was born and raised up there in Chicago. You know, me and you used to run down around US 30, man. That's always going to be my home, but I'm going to be doing most of my grudging down here.
Okay. I just had to mess with you about that.
Yeah, you can always do that, Drag. We go back that far enough, man. You're about your opinion, brother. You know that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
Still Sleepy, you just trying to let him know before the storm come through, man. That's all. That's right.
You know, you got to prepare. You got to prepare for war at time of peace, Sleep.
That's right. Believe me, Drag. You know I understand that, man.
They came on to Chicago. They came over here to our home track and kind of slapped us around a little bit, y'all dog, in the early part of the year. But see, they didn't know that all the big boys wasn't ready yet.
Right.
And we headed on down there and let them know that we ain't to be slapped around.
Yeah, I definitely was there, Drag. You know, I stayed up there to go to your race. So I was up there when they put that little patching on us at 41. I was there.
Yeah.
Hey, man,
So Sleepy, you are retired. What's that gang over there? The three looks for him?
No. I'm not retired, Schemo. I'm finna get my program back on the road, man.
Hey, Sleep. If I wasn't fumbling around with what I'm doing, I'd come borrow that old truck from you and put a small block in it. I got one that needs to get a spanking, but I'm going to let them pass. I'm going to let them pass because I can't afford to do it right now. But, boy, your truck would be the ideal truck to go put this spanking on him.
Well, you know, Drag, you ain't nothing in it right now. All you got to do is say the word, man, and I will have it delivered to you because it's still up there.
I can't afford to do it, Sleep. This doggone Camaro got me bent over so doggone hard, man. My brother called me today wanting to know whether I'm going down south to see our mama for Thanksgiving. I told him, bro, I don't know, man. This car really got me bent over financially.
Well,
but you know, it's at that
there,
point,
Greg,
where it's almost done. So I can't, I can't back off now.
I understand, man. It's still up there. Got new tires all the way around it. It's ready. All it needs is a heartbeat in it.
Boy, I got a buddy, got a little block sitting too, boy. And I called him yesterday. He said, man, if you need it, come get it. Man, that would be a monster.
Well, it's your ready, Drag.
I'm going to let him ride.
Drag, could you identify who you trying to go to with that thing?
You know who I'm trying to get. I'm not trying to get. He was just a little flip at the mouth the other day. I really wanted to say something to him, but I don't make no sense of talking and you ain't ready, so I left it alone.
That's right.
What you tell everybody on the Grudge Inc. show who it was?
No, I ain't going to do that because I ain't going to make it happen. I can't make it happen. So I'll just leave it live where it's at. But if Sleep ain't ready, by the time I get my car ready and tested, you know what I'm saying, and I got some money that I can go in a different direction with, I might still take Sleep up on it.
Well, you're more than welcome, Drag. You know that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Sleep. I know we would have, we'd have a champion right in the door.
Well, like I said, you got my number, man. Give it a call. We still might talk about it.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Damn, Drag got a hit on the motherfucker, huh?
No, I ain't got no hit. He just got a little flip at the mouth about what he'll do and da-da-da-da-da. And I told him, bro, I ain't even trying to do nothing like that right now because I can't go all these different directions.
He must be from Michigan.
Nah, I ain't going to say where he's from. He ain't from the North, I'll say that.
Oh, okay.
I think he didn't take his medicine that day because he was talking a little delirious.
Well, he might have been sleepy. I don't know. He might have took a medicine just to sleep.
Yeah. Hey, Biz.
Yo.
Biz, you ain't working tonight?
Y'all said. Go ahead, Trad.
Y'all said you ain't working tonight?
Yeah, I got to be there in like 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. They shutting us off soon as the 7 o'clock hit now. Biz, it used to go on and on.
No, you know what? It won't do it tonight. It won't do it tonight.
You know what? Jay told me that we be on air from 4 o'clock. It just, we don't pick up to 5. But they told me that we be on at 4.
Yeah, but see, that wasn't how I told you. See, they were setting it up 5 their time instead of 5 our time. So it came on the right time tonight. So we'll be able to talk. We'll be able to talk to 8 o'clock if you want to.
Okay. Well, we ain't got nothing to do. You know, a lot of us, man, we wait on these doggone radio shows.
That's right.
I be on every show, Biz. A lot of times I don't raise my hand. You know, this my home show here, so I get on to speak with all the fellas. But I do that anyways. But I'll just sit back.
I just opened up 773-5332. Your mic is open.
Where that bitch dog at? They done borrowed him off of Grudge Inc.
Who that? Who say that?
Chemo.
It's Chemo.
Chemo, if anybody can kick it off, you will.
Hold on, I got 612-5859. 612-5859.
What's going on, Biz?
What's going
on? Is racing season over with already?
No, it ain't over. 773-7399. No, it ain't over.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, something like the racing season over with.
It's over with in the north. Pretty much.
351-0212.
Hey, listen, man. It's over with unless you unless you're part of the Bucks Motorsports. They just begun.
No, it's just over with for them fast cars. These slow cars still go.
That sound like Bookie here.
No, they ain't Bookie.
Sound like Tyson.
No, that's Todd.
What the hell, man?
No, this
man.
Hey, is anybody seen Todd?
He got knocked out. He got knocked out and he fell asleep. Ain't woke up yet.
Damn.
Has anybody seen Pine? Where's Pine at?
My Pine said he injured himself, and I ain't heard of him since he injured himself.
Yeah, Chimo, when you see him, get that hot 20 from him.
Okay.
I'm on him like a chief. I told him I might even drive to Detroit just to pick that 20 up from him.
Yo, Sleepy.
No.
Hey, what's this I hear you ain't representing the North?
I'm not representing the North. I don't live in the North.
Man.
Sleep.
And you got your president online with your vice president.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Nothing, man. What's going on?
They say you just straight south and dropped the GP and everything.
That's why I am, man. I live in the South. They asked me a question the other day, and I answered it, just like I just answered today.
And I don't care where I go, the Bahamas, Jersey, wherever. I'm from the North. I'm from Chicago. That's what's going to happen.
Yes, sir. Represent.
I feel you.
I was going to say, Chi-Town, stand up.
I feel you.
There he is.
Hey, Sleepy said he left Chi-Town. And he ain't all with the Purple Gang no more, baby.
But we picked up.
I could be in Florida tomorrow. I could be in Florida tomorrow with all the blinds. I'm still from where? Chicago.
Yeah, I
hear you. But we got a new resident. You know, we got a new guy in Chi-Town. We got Chi-Town tight. Biz gave him the residency.
What tight at, man? Tight done changed him wrong, man. Tite was from Alabama or something.
Tite
like
is from Chi-Town now, man.
Sleep. Tite
from
Georgia.
Tite
yeah, okay.
Is from Get Tite on the phone, Biz. See, can we get Tite on the phone and ask him where he's from?
Sleep.
Yeah.
He's going to go plump crazy on the show, man.
Yeah.
Pack your bags. We coming to get you.
I believe you, Troy.
We don't be your lonely ass going to be at motherfucker. We on our way.
I believe you, Troy.
I'm on my motherfucking way because you lost your rabbit ass mind.
Troy, I believe you. I believe you coming.
Damn, I supposed to be at work tomorrow. You done messed up the job. I'm going to be pissed off.
As you come, Troy, I'm going to leave with you.
Hey, for us northern guys don't know, we got a big car show this weekend, y'all. We going all be up there. So some guys don't even know it's done came this soon, but it's this Saturday and Sunday at the Donnelly Center in Rosemont, Illinois. The Stevenson building, I think it is.
I'm rolling out Saturday morning.
Yeah, we'll be there pretty much all day Saturday. They got a bunch of nice muscle cars and Yankos and Copos and Cobra Jets and Hemi cars and all type of stuff there, y'all. So, Chimo, y'all ain't doing nothing, Chimo. Y'all want something to do, man? Come on over, Jack. We got a real nice two-day car show.
Well, I'm going to see the ladies like I did last year. Yeah, with the cars.
Huh?
That was Baby Boy who said that.
Okay.
So fuck, leave me a spot open. I don't care if I got to get in the back of the van. I'm going to see the ladies. Hell with the cars. Them ladies be up there with some tight things on.
Okay. Where is Shorty, man? Mr. AC ain't hit the airways yet.
Y'all know what? Let me see if I can get the king on the phone for y'all. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the king.
Hey, I just want you guys to know I was running the board tonight. I'm on my way to work, so if your mic is not open, it will not get open the rest of the night. I left the board running though, so we can still talk while I'm at work. Talk as long as you can, cause y'all gonna make my day at work go that much faster.
Oh yeah.
But Todd.
Hey, this bad boy, I got the king on the phone. I got Shorty on the microphone.
Yeah, somebody was asking for Shorty. There you go.
Motherfucking trouble, man.
Gimo.
I'm Shorty.
Gimo.
You said Gimo?
Yep, Gimo.
Yeah. First of all, hey, Gimo.
Hey, Shorty.
Nah, Kimo, you don't want no motherfucking trouble, goddammit. You got this amateur driving your car. You gonna get fucked up, boy. Come on. Come on. You gonna blow your motherfucking ass out, boy. You got that kitty popping and shit. You doing the same shit I was doing up here, spinning and wrecking and shit. I just got you doing that shit. What you doing? You want to kill a motherfucker in this rag-ass car.
Hey, Shorty, I had to give me a laugh before I got off the phone.
Oh, okay, because you know who the king is. B is the king, and I'm King Junior, motherfucker. What dumbass yeah, Tim boy with his little stankin' ass and sold his car because he can't win.
Who? Who did that shit?
Stankin' ass Jimbo. with his $3,500 betting ass on the race. Come on. All on YouTube. Bet it 500. He writing on the chalkboard. I'll choke your ass. Come on.
Hey, you better watch what you say. You know Wayne.
Man, I'm knocking out. Don't nobody care because they got a new car, man. They ain't got no Willie Bob 10 car. Come on, man. Man, I'm going to have the King Bees knock their ass out. He got the belt. We'll get him a piece of the belt. They can't even add a whole belt if
hey,
they let us get away.
Shorty, you lucky. Biz can't let nobody in, because I know Wayne be all over your short ass.
Man, Wayne be getting emotional, man. The man got more money than me. He just be getting emotional. I ain't got no money. He be mad and shit.
Oh, man, who's that? Man, we want to race, man. Get his ass on the floor. All that old
lady ass shit. He a lady. Wayne a lady. I know he listening. I don't give a fuck if he hit me. they going out. They getting all emotional. Talking about when they see me, gonna hit me in the mouth. All that. God damn, boy. Real person on this goddamn mic. You know, I just want to play, man.
You
I got my hero. I got my hero, and everybody else got their hero. Biz is my hero right now.
Hey, as soon as he lose, you're going to drop him like a bad habit.
No, when he lose.
That's what it sounds like.
Listen, man, when he lose, I'm going to analyze the situation. Now, if he don't want to listen, I'm going to say, I'm gone, Biz. I'll catch you later. I'm going to do what you're doing. Yeah. What do you think, I'm scared to tell him that or something? So I'm going to analyze the situation. I'm going to say, hey, the driver ain't doing his job, Biz, now. Get him up out of there.
Why didn't you tell him that when old muscle here was doing his thing?
I did tell him that. You talking about little dad?
No, the other boy.
Who was muscle here?
Look there.
I told him, man.
Hey, Shorty. Wayne just texted me. He said he loves you.
I love you. That nigga just like that motherfucker on my lawn. He ain't got no damn job. Tommy? Just like Tommy, man. He got an invisible job. Man, ain't working, man. Ain't no motherfucker with a head that big he can go to New Jersey when he feel like he got no motherfucking job. Tell me, goddamn lie.
Hey, hang your phone up. I didn't want this motherfucker on the mic for you.
I had to call him and put him on.
I'm back.
Yeah,
you said you was missing him. He got on the phone.
Hey, man, that motherfucker, I'm tired of him already, man.
Y'all should love me.
Hollywood.
How the fuck is he gonna do it, motherfucker?
I said he shouldn't do it, you dumb motherfucker.
I bet you a lie. If he'd have been out, we'd have been trying to do it. Hey! We'd have been trying. We'd have been all up and down that motherfucking road with them people. You crazy? Gee, if he was out, I'd be running dead. Fuck are you talking about, man? Y'all, hey, man, I play no favoritism in this game, son. I don't know who you think I'm scared of.
I wish Hollywood was here, boy. He was sweet as bad meat, they say.
Man, if that man was here, he was just going to be sweet. He was going to be sweet to Kurgan and Lil Ron and all type of motherfuckers. I was going to get up there and try their ass. You crazy? What the fuck you talking about? I was going to get right up there and try. They would have got him another belt. He'd have had two belts, goddamn. Hey! He'd have two of them motherfuckers. Yeah. I win both belts.
Mm-hmm.
Like that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Baby.
Hallelujah. I wish you come on out, Kimo, with that slow ass cock. That did look
hey.
Good, but I kind of believe that it looked pretty good. But other than that, we're going to try your motherfucking ass. Come on. I'm riding on the bandwagon right now. I ain't got nothing. Come on.
Some have a way to knock people off that wagon. You know how motherfucker a drunk be on the wagon and he fall off that bitch?
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't drink, though. Look, I don't drink and beers don't curse. How do we lose?
Hey,
I don't do no drinking and smoking them funny cigarettes and things of that nature. I don't do that.
You're a lie, motherfucker. Somebody's got a Bud Light you want.
You said what?
If a motherfucker got a Budweiser, you want it. You a lie.
Yeah, I'll be quenching my thirst sometime.
All right, okay. That's all I want to know.
Hey, Dad don't drink, but there don't be no water out there and all that shit. He going to try him one if it's nice and cold. Hey! He's going to give him a squeeze now. Yeah. I bet y'all ain't going to try none of them funny cigarettes. Nah.
You don't need no funny cigarette, motherfucker. You got a natural high.
Oh, okay. Yes, son.
Hey, Dolph said he couldn't take your job, though. In May, he gonna host the show. He come take your time, your job over, man. So don't put on no referees. He run everything.
They need to put me on the show. They need to pay me, though, man. I'm tired of this shit. I won't get paid. Yeah, I want to have me a job like Wayne. Where I can text on the job and shit and don't talk, but just text.
You did have a job like that.
He got one now.
He did have a job like that.
He just took B's, he got one now. Yeah, he got one of them jobs. Hey, you know they got some new shit coming out. You know, they got some new shit to detect when you texting at the job. Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers going to get fired. So they'll be on the phone. I say a lot of motherfuckers gonna get fired, man. They got some new thing going on. They finna start detecting with these people texting on the job. You ain't know they did. Yeah, Wayne gonna be the first one to get fired. You know how they give you a trophy for the first person to get fired for texting on the job. Wayne gonna be the first. Hey man, we racing this weekend, Kimo. Why you talking that bullshit?
You coming over here this weekend?
Man, we racing at 41, man.
Oh.
We racing right here in the backyard. Fuck we look like coming over.
I told you the track ain't closed yet.
Man, the track ain't closed. I don't know what the fuck he talking about. We drag racing over here, partner.
Yeah.
We racing on the street and everything.
Y'all already knew that over there, man. It just ain't going to happen for me. Shit. Sure, I wouldn't mind coming watching, man, but shit, I got a lot going on this weekend.
Now you got a lot going on. You ain't got nothing going on. You all up in New Jersey and Atlanta. I ain't never went to New Jersey, man.
I can't even tell you how New Jersey looks.
Oh, okay, well, you went to Atlanta trying to watch beers because you know you wasn't going to do nothing.
Nah, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. When my driver said he couldn't make it, I knew I was dead in the motherfucking water.
That's what I just said. You was dead. You knew you wasn't gonna do nothing. You went to watch beers.
Just bring your car and show everybody that you fixed the transmission. Took you 2 years to fix the transmission.
What he should have did, he should have bet some money on this.
That's what he should have did. These people crazy, man. They don't know. They don't want no money. They want to sit out and watch a motherfucker just steady cut the motherfuckers upside here. When prime time came up, I was betting with them. Drag my buddy to the fullest. Man, they can't tell me who the fuck you bet with, man. I'm betting with the motherfucker.
Hey, shorty, drag them. Drag gonna put you out of Chicago. You talking about?
Man, fuck it. Then I'm running. Then he big enough. Shit, I'm gone.
Hey, I wish I would have bet a thousand way the other day when I bet it on him. They knocked him in here for that 500. That y'all gonna shorty wasn't calling a car, god dog. And I can see that 500 up in smoke, god dog. With them ties went to burn. I say, oh no.
Drag, you both goddamn took me, goddamn it, the 402 conference. You both took me to the church, man, or some shit.
Man, I'm telling you, we should have got dog. I should have sat on the cock and that sucker, put some weight on it or something.
Yeah.
I'm still leaking behind that nickel.
Hey, that boy was pretty good. He still talking about it. Every day he called my phone talking about it.
Yeah, but that's drag racing. That's drag racing.
I'm trying to find a way to shut him up.
Hey, Shorty, what you just did told what's it called? He can't get on the phone on the show no more.
Who?
Junior.
Who the fuck is Junior?
What's his name? Bookie. You told me he couldn't
tell
get on
book.
The Junior.
Man, I ain't tell him shit. They say he been getting on there talking about I didn't whoop him and all that old rigmarole, all the lies.
You whooped him?
Man, we blowed his ass out. I the one locked the money in, and we raced. Now, I don't give a fuck if he listening. I locked the money in with Torrance with his car. Because he ain't going to go. I know Torrance going to go. And I locked in, and the little old boy blowed his ass out. Now. He like that?
Well, you know, Boogie said you ain't drive. You know, Boogie
man,
said you
ain't
drive.
Man, I
ain't
got drive. Nobody asked. There's a whole bunch of times Drag didn't drive. But he got money in his pocket. That don't mean shit. Mm-hmm. He don't drive. He gets money in his pocket. When the plumber goddamn blew the train like the motherfucking goddamn ugly hooker you want, he had money in his pocket. Nobody want to hear that shit, man. So a whole bunch of people don't drive.
You a Boogie
hey,
did.
Hey, listen.
Boogie
Ron,
did.
Hey, Ron don't drive. How many times he told the motherfucker he won? Man, that ain't shit. That's some chewed up grass these punks talking about. Beers don't drive. How the fuck Beers get a belt in? And he ain't doing no driving. He should get a belt up then. Get it to the driving in. Man, nobody want to hear that late ass shit, all these late ass motherfuckers. And they say, faggot ass will come in my face and watch me say it. And I'm going to see him hit me in my mouth. All these front ass motherfuckers talking about what I want to say in their face. Man, I've been saying shit in motherfucking face since I was 102 pounds.
You ain't nothing but 105 now.
I wear 40 right now. So I don't know why they fun, man. I don't give a fuck who listening on this mic. The motherfucker's sitting on the rock and hiding his hand. I ain't going to hide mine. Yeah. When I say it once, I say it twice. Whatever I say about Drag, I say it to his face. If he fucks me up, I'm just going to be fucked up. Oh, he's a fun, man. Then he ain't Drag. I'm Bookie listening right now. He's going around telling the motherfucker that I won't say it in his face. Is he crazy? Who is he?
Mm.
Who the fuck is he, man? I'm going to say what I want to say in anybody's face. Because I ain't going to tell no lie on him. So if the truth hurts, knock my ass out.
Mm.
I'm looking for the
yeah.
knock.
Well,
so I don't know why they
trying. Let's try not to take it that far.
No, they won't. I ain't trying to take nothing. They ain't trying to do all that, talking all that shit. They won't say shit in my face. Say it in my face. And watch this. They'll lie in my face.
So Bookie mad at you because you whooped him?
I don't know what he's mad about. He run around telling motherfuckers I'm acting like I'm his friend. I'm trying to fuck him up. No, that's what he do. He's trying to be your friend in Detroit and talking about I told a motherfucker about his car in Detroit. I ain't know what the fuck I look like telling somebody in Detroit something about his car. That slow ass car. That's some junk, man. If I think he gonna win, I'm gonna bet with him. All the other shit he talking about ain't shit. We'll fuck him up right here in town. Now. Get his ass down. Hope he listening to that. Yeah, make that little old boy blow his ass out. right now. Now,
I
drive Todd Carr to blow his ass out. Right now. I'll blow Todd's ass out. He my man, 100 grand. I will blow Bookie ass out. I will blow
street.
His mother, man on the street, in the house, around the corner, in the kitchen, in the basement. Yeah. They might get away. They got away from me dragging them, and, you know, hey, baby, they got away. I'm still want to play, though. Come on. I got another car I want to play with.
Well, somebody need to get him on the phone and let him know that he got action.
Man, he know he's not going to do nothing. That's
it's
why
too late, though. I don't think nobody else could get on tonight.
That's
they
why Kimo talking about I'm running him off the phone. I run him off the phone. I won't even be on this show. Baby boy just called me and put me on the show. I'm not studying the show. I don't care what goes on the show. I always hear what went on. Shorty, they said this about you and this and that. But well, none of the people tell me in my face. I think Dragon tell me in my face if he wants to say something about me. I think Ben can do it. I think a lot of you guys will do it. So what's all these other guys doing?
Shorty, you know you ain't shit.
Yeah, I can't
hear
him, motherfucker. Hey, keep typing shit on the internet and all that old shit. What did he say in my face?
Hey, I want to ask a question. Is our buddy all right? I ain't heard nothing from him.
Oh, he said he's gone. He said he's gone on a little vacation.
Oh, okay.
He right.
I knew he had to face the cake, man. I didn't know what happened. I know I ain't heard from him. They probably gave him a little something to do.
Yeah. He'd be back in. I guess he'd be back by the summer. Hopefully.
Okay.
So he can do a little racing. And I can get his ass
I've been meaning to ask somebody about him because I ain't heard nothing from him. Didn't see him at the race the weekend.
Oh, yeah, he was gone. He was on that bus on the midnight train to Georgia.
Okay.
Motherfucker, stupid.
Yeah. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I'm not playing or none of that. They'll say the same shit about me. Hell, you like that, Kimo? They'll do the same shit about me. They want to get on the internet. I treat people like they treat me. So if I talk slick to you, please talk slick back to me. Treat me like I treat you.
Yeah.
That's on anything I love, Kimo. However I treat you, Kimo, I want you to treat me the same. I like that.
Wayne going to be on your ass as soon as he gets a chance. Wayne and Jimbo going to be on your ass.
Man, Jimbo ain't going to do nothing, man.
Jimbo sold his body, huh? Somebody said.
Yeah, they
sold
the body.
I don't know, though.
That's what they were talking about on the radio a couple of days ago, I think.
Hey, Jimbo like me. Hey, Jack, I ain't going to say it, man. Jimbo did what I did. He was spinning and shit and head and had to blow the shit. He sold the car. I ain't telling, man. I'm going to figure it out first.
I think
sure,
Jimbo accomplished what he wanted to do. He had been wanting to run that boy Small Block Petey them for a while. He run him and beat him. I guess he felt that he had done accomplished what he wanted to do.
What's going on? Bookie here.
What up, Bookie? Yeah. We beat Bookie ass.
Hey, Bookie, you got your ass blown out the other day?
Oh, yeah. I mean, shit, ass for me going around. I mean, if you get to the line, you might get whooped, too.
Yes, sir. You're right about that, man. Everybody get mad.
Hey, man, listen, I just want to say this, man, to everybody that's on the phone, man. Everybody in this phone probably done engaged in the drag race. And I don't know all the good guys that's on this phone that drive good, race good, cut lights good, street race good. I ain't never seen nobody that ain't never lost a race, man. So just keep it easy and have some fun.
Ain't nobody ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You do any racing, you gonna get beat.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the point with that. Every motherfucker on here done lost.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out the point with that. I don't even know what the point is in that.
He was acting like it was a big shot that I lost the race.
No, they just want to track their little jokes and want to see what you're going to say behind. All that old, I didn't whoop you and all that. I whooped you. I got your ass whooped, sir. You hear it from me.
Well,
I got your ass whooped and toys locked in, man. You ain't have shit to do with it, so I don't even know why you even be commenting about it.
Okay, well, let me just say this, Ken. Let me tell you why I commented on it. You know what I'm saying? All you had to do is ask, and I would have told you. Somebody called me and said, man, I didn't know you and Ken raced. I said, we didn't. He said, man, well, Ken said, man, he whooped you. I said, well, I raced IBL, Red Nova. He drove his own car.
But
so
you didn't race IBL. You just drove your car for Torrance. You didn't race nobody. You ain't bet nothing.
But,
you ain't locked in nothing. You ain't did nothing.
But I still
raced IBL. Just like this.
Okay.
I didn't race that guy. I didn't race that guy with the Mustang in Detroit. They betted their money and told me to race him. So I raced him. All I did was
But you still raced him, though, Skin, regardless of what happened.
Yeah, but I didn't lose a quarter, man. I'm going off money. I ain't going off no motherfucking pride and all that shit, man. I don't get out like that.
I lose 20 in a row, man.
I lose 20 in a row. It don't make a difference. As long as my money ain't getting fucked up in it.
Yeah,
so
well, that's cool, but I'm still, corrected him when he said that. He said that me and you raced.
That's fine, but I'm just saying, hey, Book, you acting like you done had a nervous breakdown because you got your ass whooped. I got my ass whooped. I'm still talking. Fuck.
What you mean I had a nervous breakdown?
Motherfuckers talking about you all emotional and you don't want to talk and all that. I said, oh, okay. Fuck them.
What you mean? I'm emotional.
They said you don't
want to
talk. You don't want to answer your phone. You telling Torrance you don't. Man, I don't want to be on the mic with them niggas and all that. And you telling motherfuckers that I'm trying to be their friend and I'm trying to fuck them up and I'm acting like I'm their friend. Where all that come from, player?
Hey man, if that's what I said, I would have told you I said that, man.
Okay, well, then, it's fair to say, y'all, whatever the fuck y'all telling me, he didn't say that because he didn't say it in my face.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4.
Look at these little boys. They recording the conversation, so...
Somebody trying to leave a message.
To send your message, press 1 at any time.
These boys recording,
they must be trying to get Torrance on the phone.
Who on the phone?
They must be trying to get Torrance on the phone, huh?
I don't give a fuck who they get on the phone.
Hey, man.
All I know is what I say once, I say twice. But Bookie say he ain't say nothing.
Hey,
so
man,
I leave all that shit alone.
Hey,
I apologize,
y'all
sir.
Shorty,
y'all got 45 minutes. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, Shorty, y'all got 45 minutes, man. Y'all keep it going, man. Y'all got 45 minutes, man. I'm over here laughing at work, man. Y'all keep it going.
Oh, okay. I said Torrance said that you said everything that I'm saying I won't say it in your face. I just be talking behind your back.
Well,
and I must admire you or some shit like that. I'm just saying,
did
you hear that?
Let me say this, Charlie. When I hear Shawty said this, Shawty said that, do I come back and tell you, hey, Shawty, I heard you said this? I wouldn't care what Shawty said. That don't bother me, man.
You know something, man? I'm going to step in this, man. Y'all dudes been racing together for the last 15 years. Man, that ain't nothing, man.
Whatever anybody said, man.
Y'all, Ice Cube, y'all, man, just... Y'all got to race each other. Just race each other, man. Let's just everybody be cool with this, man. And I'm not saying y'all not cool. I'm just saying, man. We are all cool.
It's that thing. You saying
that,
this and that. Ain't nobody else saying all that shit, man.
It ain't nothing, man. Just keep it, man. Let's just go, man.
I don't care what you say, Drag. I'm going to address my issue.
It ain't even nothing. It won't keep going.
If you don't keep adding gas to it,
it'll burn out, man.
I'm not adding gas to it. Other people adding gas to it. I'm not adding gas to it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, you're absolutely right, man. Let that shit just settle on out. We just had that incident Saturday. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let that shit just settle on out.
Let that stuff smolder away, man. It ain't nothing, bro. It ain't nothing. We all bet with each other, like Shawty was saying. I bet with Ken. I bet with Torrance. I bet with Bookie.
I think I can win.
The bet is what I'm speaking
thing.
About us,
exactly.
us being
listen,
around
listen.
Each other, Shawty. Man, listen,
what's wrong with me letting him know? I'm just letting him know. I talk to him every day. If he don't want to talk to me, I don't talk to him. If he
yeah,
got that,
he's not listening to that,
you won't let me address the issue, player. I just want to address what the fuck going on. When motherfuckers saying this and that, I don't say a motherfucking word. I ain't saying shit to him. He ain't saying shit to me. Leave it like that. All that other shit, I ain't going to keep saying nothing behind it. All I'm going to do is say the facts. If he get his ass blowed out, he say he got his ass blowed out. If I get my ass blowed out, he say I got my ass blowed out. I ain't mad at that. He said I had super glue on my foot. I ain't mad. You ain't hear me say nothing about none of that drag. I don't give a fuck about none of that, about no drag racing. Get some other shit, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it sounds like it's getting heated, Shawty. And
I would like to see it getting nipped in the bud.
I understand that, but I told Drag
that it's not like what he's saying, because we're not talking about the jugging part. We ain't talking about no jugging, Drag. That's like if you get your ass whooped. You don't care if nobody's saying Drag got his ass whooped. He did this, he was spinning, he was wrecking. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It ain't about none of that. It's about some other shit if somebody come tell you, oh, Drag, not only did Skin say all this, he said you admire him and you won't say none of that shit in his face. Where all that shit come from, man? That's all I'm saying. You ain't know what we're talking about. We're talking about something totally different, man. With jugging is fine. I'm the jugginest motherfucker in the world, Drag. You think I give a fuck if somebody jugging me when I lose? I lose with a smile just like I win with a smile. I don't never get mad when I lose. So that ain't got shit to do with it, winning and losing. It's about some other shit, some history type shit, Drag. You done been through it before, Drag. You done been through it with Mike and all them, man. You done been with motherfuckers for 20 years. Hey, Drag, you done been with motherfuckers for 20 years. When they cross you the wrong way, you going to address them, man. You ain't finna do that, motherfucker. Look, if they get to you, you ain't mad, Drag. But if you catch them in your back door, you going to do something to them. So I ain't trying to hear
that shit, man.
Because they ain't got no business coming in your house.
I done got bigger than that, and I'm trying to...
All I did is say what I wanted to say. The man
just
jumped on the mic.
Let me say what I'm trying to accomplish here, Shawty. I just rather see everybody get along. That's all I'm trying to say.
But guess what?
I want to get along.
That's why I don't say nothing. I don't say nothing to him. That's all I'm saying. Because I'm tired of all the rigmarole. I'm tired of all the filler shit.
Hey, listen.
Hey, let me just say this here.
And then I'm going to be done with it. The same way he's saying somebody told him something. They talk about me every day. I ain't open my mouth and say nothing about it because that don't bother me. Shawty is free to say whatever he want to say about Bookie. It don't bother me at all, period. I'm still going to rage.
I told you five years ago, if a nigga tell you something I said, come and tell me. And I'm going to address they motherfucking ass.
But so you know what? I'm not going to get it.
And listen to this, though. I'm going to say, yeah, I said it. And if
but
I didn't do it, I'm going to knock they motherfucking ass out.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Skin. It don't make a difference if you say it or not.
No, you too slow to knock anybody out, goddamn. Hey, man, I ain't nothing, man. But I bet you I ain't going to let no motherfucker lie on me, boy. I bet you that.
Hey, I thought this show was about entertainment, man. Y'all about that.
Man, knock it off. Knock it off. Nobody want to hear that shit. You know what? It is about entertainment. But y'all the one stirring shit up. You the one talking about, did I stop Bookie from calling on the mic? You said that, man. You brought up Bookie. Hey, Drag, did I
Jermaine.
Well,
let me just say this here. Why, first of all, I be forgetting about the mic sometimes, and I can't get on it all the time because of how my package is on my phone. This line is a landline phone. I don't know if y'all know that or not. Some people don't have unlimited landline phones.
But Chemo, the one bringing your name up like it's a joke. I called you.
Well, Chemo, yeah, but Chemo's a joker. He likes to do that.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. And all I do is
it's all right for me to joke around, Shorty. I mean, you
and all right, and all right. I did is say what I wanted to say, but I wasn't joking.
Hey, Chemo. When you went on the mic for a while, when you were supposed to raise in your car and ready or whatever, they said, "Where Chemo at? B.S. got here to come on the mic?"
Hey, Bookie don't get on. I say, "Where Bookie at?" Because Bookie get on this bitch and say, "Bookie here." Now, all that other shit y'all got going on, I don't know nothing about
it. It ain't no easy shit, man. I was just telling them, I was just saying how his name came up, man. That's all I saw.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said that, oh, you thought this was an entertainment line. I said it is, but motherfuckers trying to start shit on the entertainment line because they bringing up motherfuckers and talking about, did I scam off the mic? Where it come from? Where the scam shit come from? They said, did I get Bookie off the mic?
Hey, listen, like, I don't even know you motherfuckers.
I'm a goddamn hoodlum or something. Like, I'm the leader of a motherfucking gang or something, nigga.
Hold on.
Now, y'all know this girl Jink, we can't be hollering at the N-word. This girl Jink here, y'all.
I forgot about that. Acting like somebody a leader of a tribe or something. Did I scam off the mic? Who started that, man? I didn't get a man on nothing.
Man, you over in Chicago. What's that retired gang?
Man, we don't want to hear all this, man.
We don't want to hear all that.
Retired
vice lord.
Retired vice lord.
Well, I ain't got shit to do with that, man. I ain't nothing.
Hey, Charlie, you are from the Vidoc, goddamn it.
You said, what about the Vidoc?
I said, you are from the Vidoc.
No, I ain't.
Who is this saying I'm from the Valley?
This is Jeff, motherfucker. You will lie, motherfucker.
Oh, what's up, Jeff? I am from the Valley. You right.
What's going on, baby?
You're
hey,
up,
man,
baby.
Is,
I'm
is,
sorry.
Is anybody else got anything to say? Because Brooklyn and Boston on.
Yeah, do you boys got anything to say? But y'all said he's talking about Bookie this and Bookie that. Who y'all talk to?
Bookie.
Man,
why,
I
thought
he forgot the name
and all
the
mic, man. Look at
huh?
Why you ain't been on the mic, man? This motherfucker scared you off the mic over there, man. What's that?
Look at it.
I'm on the mic now.
Y'all know Chemo gonna kick it off now. Y'all know that, man. Don't y'all fall for that, man.
I'm on the mic now, man.
Don't fall for the
okie doke,
man.
Hey, Brad, I'm Chemo, still. Hey, Brad, I'm on some new shit now.
Yeah, right.
I'm on some new shit. I'm waiting on them to say something about the China motherfucker. I want somebody to drag race. That's what I'm waiting on.
Well, we can't drag race over here, man, on the street.
Ain't nobody even talking about you, your slow ass, man. Poor ass boy. We ain't even talking about you. We talking about the
but
rich folks.
Over there,
hey, Shorty, give me them 20 you gave Doc James, man. I'll take it.
Man, knock it.
Hey, Chemo. Yeah. Chemo, what they doing over there? They taking cars and the spectator cars and everything.
You know what, man? I don't know because I haven't been to a street race in so long. But I really believe they over exaggerate talking about all the drug dealers and killers.
Man,
down there.
Hey, man, I don't know about anything about
them people ain't. Them people lying. All them cars they was taking, man. them guys, people own stores and shit like that, man. They taking a bunch of young guys' cars, man.
Well, I seen some on the internet back in the summer about they said that they was pre-racing and it took like 30-something cars.
Yeah, well, you know, the election time was coming up. This motherfucker trying to get reelected and shit. Benny Napoleon ain't, he got a lot of other shit going on in our city besides chasing a motherfucking drag race or some goddamn way.
Right. Well, we want to say as a Grudge, the governors and directors of Grudge Inc., we want to promote drag racing to be at the track. That's what we promote it to be. Any type of street racing you want to do, let's just bring it to the track. 41 is our Grudge race track, and they will allow you to do mark cars off if you need to. You know what I'm saying? So bring the street racing to the track.
Man, I ain't really seen no. Well, I don't know drag. I don't be out there like that, so I ain't seen no drag. But them cars that they was taking, man, them people got notes on them cars. Talking about it's a race car. You know what I mean? I ain't know.
Damn,
who
somebody got some background noise?
Yeah, that's
some
background noise. That noise is a monster.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, I ain't seen no real fast car out there on the street drag race.
Well, a lot of them cars that they took, I read it. I went to it because little Tony told me about it. I went to it. And, me and Tony were talking about it, and I went to it. And they were taking regular cars, like had brand-new Camaro and Cadillacs and all type of stuff.
Yeah, man, them little Arabic guys, you know, they come to the city and race, you know.
Hold on, y'all.
They ain't no full muscle car, nothing like that. It's cars that got a, like I said, got notes on them, man.
Yeah. You got that background noise again, y'all.
I got to call y'all back. Okay, man. I'll call y'all back.
All right.
Kimo, what the fuck going on?
Big boy. Well, baby boy,
hello?
You still there?
Yeah.
Baby boy.
Yeah, I'm still here.
When you going to make it over this way? We need to go charge them batteries up on the total home.
Let's try to get out there with the other side in the morning. Well, let's see what's up in the morning.
Yeah, tomorrow will be better than Saturday because it give us time to wait. You know, we can't just put it on charge, and we're going to have to sit there and wait and then take it back off.
Okay.
I need
what
to go in the trailer, too.
What time is the show Saturday, Greg?
I'll probably go whenever all the fellas get here, probably about 10, 11, whatever time they want to get together. We got this old van, so if anybody want to go and park, man, just come over. They can put their car in my driveway on front of my house, and we just all jump in the van.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Gunnet Pig's supposed to be coming up to meet me here in Kentucky and ride with him.
Okay, well, y'all just come on and call me. Like I said, you put your vehicle in. I got the old 15-passenger van. We all get up in that sucker.
That sound like you,
G-Shot. Huh?
That sound like you, G-Shot.
It's G-Shot.
Yep.
That's
what
G-Shot said he's coming up.
Hey, where Wayne at? Where Wayne at? Wayne on here?
What I do, Unc, when I get up in the morning, and I'll be up pretty early, I got to run to something early in the morning.
You
got to
get the background noise out. I can't hardly hear you, baby boy. Hey, somebody
needs to
mute their phone,
guys.
Whoever got all the noise in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
That's me, goddammit. I'm sorry about that, y'all.
Put it on
y'all
mute until you get back on.
That's Freaky Man, Jason. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
We here?
Hey.
That was it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, Greg, what's up, man?
What up? Who this?
It's Leroy.
Leroy?
Hey.
Bruce Leroy?
That was me. Hey, that was me fucking around with that background. I'm at DePaul game.
We still here.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, did you hear me?
Yeah.
So I'm at DePaul basketball game. That's why it's so damn loud. I apologize for that. But
okay.
I just want to talk for a bit, but I can't talk too much shit. They say the damn that. I'm gonna call me.
Okay, Bruce.
All right, come on.
I'm gonna move. Hey, where everybody else at? Everybody else gone? What's y'all yet?
Shit, we got quiet. Him and Bookie both.
I'm still on the phone. I just clicked back over.
Oh, okay.
Shorty might be done got off the phone then.
Yeah, man.
Where Larry
at?
Where you at, Larry?
I'm right here with y'all, Greg.
What about Sleepy? Where's Sleepy at?
Man. I'm right here, Greg.
What's going on, Sleepy?
Hey, now what's up, bro?
I don't let he said this and he said that, man. I don't care about all that, man. That ain't nothing to me.
Yeah. Well, you know what, it's just best to just, you know, let the stuff die out, man. It ain't nothing, man. We all love the same thing, and that's race these cars, man.
That's right.
Animosity just that gets built up, you know, and it gets further if you don't. Go ahead and let it go, man. It's just going to keep on building and building. Then it's going to, you know, it's going to get ugly.
There you go.
You know, just let it go. If you can disperse this stuff, disperse. Ain't none of us, ain't nobody on this radio but Baby Boy in their 30s. You know what I'm saying? Down there, everybody on here is at least 40 years old or older, man.
Sure, right.
We getting older, man. As we get older, we should be getting wiser.
You're right, Greg.
You know, things that we used to do when we was in our 20s and early 30s, we don't do those things no more, man. No.
Mm-hmm. But, and again, you heard what I said. I wouldn't, whatever he said. You don't hear me say nothing about it. I don't care.
Yeah.
It don't
that's
bother
the best
me
way
at
to
all.
Do that. That diffuses.
Yeah. I mean, and then, Greg, that's just like it goes. You know what I'm saying? Somebody lose a race. Yeah, people going to chill. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, well, that's part of the test,
bro. If you can't take it when you lose,
then you shouldn't say a doggone thing when you win. Because he won all them races early part of the year, he got beat.
Right,
he got beat, and it just goes up. And it's all good.
Right.
Hey,
Bucky. What's up?
Hey, I apologize, man. I didn't know the way the situation was going to go. That's the reason why I called you. I just wanted you to address
no,
that.
I'm glad you called me. I mean, you know, if he had something to say, I wanted to hear it anyway.
You know what I mean? Hey, you know, I don't ever want to start nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, man. You ain't starting nothing. Like I say, you know what I'm saying? If he had something to say, I wanted to hear what he had to say. I mean, you know, we grown. I mean, it ain't really nothing Charlotte could say to me because we ain't going to never get into it.
Right.
But you don't want to walk around thinking that, you know, these guys got a problem with you and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Because you and him will never have altercation, it may be somebody around you or around him that figure that, you know, there's tension in there. So they want to try to kick stuff off, you know, and the way to nip it in the bud is to just, you know, be men and just say, bro, I don't have a problem with you. And move on from that, you know.
Yeah.
Dude, everybody on this phone didn't know me, you know, got double. I was one that got double. Whenever the trouble came, I was right there ready for it. You know what I'm saying? But now, when the trouble come, I'm the first one to run. I don't want no trouble, man. It ain't the fact that nobody's scared of nothing. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about being scared, man. It's just, you know, I got way more important things to do in my life than worry about am I going to go to jail or am I going to get myself killed or something like that, you know.
That's right. You're on a mission. You're on a mission.
That's,
and a mission
that's right, man.
Is to do what you got to do, and then you got to try to enjoy your life at the same time, you know. So you're going to do what it takes you to take care of your mission. You're going to do what it takes for you to enjoy your life. That's all a part of it.
Everyone right. on this, and anybody in the sound of my voice right now and on this radio right now, we all love the same thing as Drag Race. If we didn't, we wouldn't be on here. So we all got something in common that we love to do. You know, and let's do it. You know, let's have a good time. If I win your money and I break you, Bookie, and you say, Drag, I can't even get home. I need $100. I ain't going to change words with you. I'm going to go in my pocket and give you $100. You know what I'm saying? And that's the kind of camaraderie we should have amongst each other, you know?
Hey, man, that's just like this here, man. That's just like with Three Love. I didn't fall out with Three Love when he told me he wasn't going to pay me. I said, that's how you feel, you know? That's yours. I still talk to him. We still laugh and kick it. That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, well, it was what it was. I ain't into all that like you say, man. Hey, man, there's one thing I do know. Trouble is easy to get into, but it's hard to get out.
10 times hard to get out of.
It is what it is, you know.
And it's lurking all around. It's lurking all around you, bro. All around.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, hey, man, everybody on this phone get tested a lot.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know
doubt.
What I'm saying? So it's just up to you to, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever, you know?
Yeah. I feel you, bro. Like I was saying, it wasn't, ain't nobody's daddy on this phone, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't no superior over nobody, man, but I do got
yeah,
to
yeah,
even know
you
got
stuff. You said what you had to say, and that was all. I mean, either they're going to listen or they ain't, you know? It is what it is. I mean, you know.
If a joker listen, they'll get further down the line. If they don't, they'll find themselves stepped back if they keep on, you know what I'm saying? Because you nipped it in the bud when you said trouble easy to get into. But anyways, on a different note, they racing at 41 this weekend, I heard. I don't know if anybody locked in or whatever. They racing in Milan as well. I heard Three Love said that he would run. I'm wrong. I heard that Aiden them said that they would run Three Love if he would come over to Maya. And they were supposed to came to 41 this weekend and they didn't show up, so I guess Three Love and them ain't gonna go to Maya and run them.
Well, you're absolutely right, Greg. And we're willing to run it all motor car, Tommy. All motor.
Yeah, it was a heckler in the background when me and Skin was talking, doing a lot of laughing. I wonder if they got a car.
Who was that? who was it that was doing
it? I don't know who it was. Somebody was doing a lot of heckling, laughing and giggling.
Hey, that was Johnny from Ground and Pound.
What's it? Oh, that's my man there.
Hey, what's up, bud?
What's up, fool?
Not much, man. I want that race back next year.
You got it.
Alright.
Oh, that's the boy that had the Mustang at 41, right?
No, he got a Malibu.
Okay, what's the boy man that had the Mustang at 41 from Detroit the past weekend? The stick shift car. They had a horsepower stick shift car.
Oh, that's Johnny Quick.
Johnny Quick, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was
hey,
all the guys up north got something to have their chest stuck out for, man, because they say if you had to show up, to show out, man, and that's something that old man, they kind of, I thought they'd have been a little bit more proud of what they were, boy, because it's going to get rougher than that.
Oh, yeah. They, well, you know, it was a good thing for us. It really was. It made us feel good to go down there and show them, you know, that we also got fast cars and we can run too. You know, it ain't that we better than them. You know, we were just better than
that's
them
right.
that day. We was better
that's
than
right.
them that day, you know, and that's how it was when they came here. We were
yep.
better than us that day. But we definitely, as well as we know when we was down there, all they big guys, the hitters, wasn't there being that their cars may have been broken or they may have had something to do or could have been somewhere else. And at the time when they came here, there was a lot of our hitters that wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying? We had some boys with some straight gangsters, you know, but they weren't ready.
But the crew that we took down there was guys that was hard race, hard runners, and we ran good, and we prevailed. I just enjoy giving a Gunnett a hard time about it, and my reason for it, and as well as Pro Stock Joe, because when they came here and beat us, man, them dudes talk bad about us, man.
Ooh-wee.
So that's why I give, I was on Joe all day until he left that night when we was down in Macon. I just wouldn't let him go. And as well as Gunnett, him and I and his wife and the whole crew of us, we all went out to eat that night, and I just rode him, get dog, and clean to the hotel.
Yes, indeed.
So what did Gunnett had to say about, North went crazy?
He said when, what are you talking about, when we won or when they beat us?
When we won.
He was mainly talking about me because I was teasing him. Every time I seen him, I just was teasing him about about how we won and how we messed him over. So, y'all, hold on one second. Let me click over this joke. He might want to be getting there. Hold on one second.
What's going on, Bookie?
Oh, man, I just been chilling, man. But see, man, I really, to be honest with you, basketball, talk show, because another reason too, why I ain't been on. If I wouldn't have called you, Larry, I wouldn't have got you, because when I called in, it said the next show is in 23 hours.
Yeah. See, at certain times, this show is basically a 2-hour show. And it runs over an hour. Jay pays for extra time. And they had it mixed up to where they were, instead of letting it go an hour over, it was starting an hour early. And wasn't no one on till 5 o'clock. You see what I'm saying? So now it was going from 4 to 7. But now I think it's going from 5 to 8 because they got the time frame corrected.
So that's another reason why I ain't kind of been on the phone, because, I come on and holler at everybody, and then I get off.
Right.
Well, I'll be on all the shows, but the thing I do is a lot of times I don't even raise my hand, I do to our local shows because these are guys that, I interact with. And our Big Clock show is on right now. When I get off of here, I'm going to get on Big Clock show for a little while.
What I need y'all to do is... hold on, y'all.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, too, Greg. They text me already.
Right. Well, we got to support Grudge Inc., man. Anything that's Grudge Inc., we got to...
Can anybody get in touch with Pro Stock Joe? Because I ain't heard nothing from him since the North came up there and went crazy.
Yeah, we're going to try to get Pro Stock Joe on a Joe show tomorrow night, Mississippi Joe show. Let's try to do that and give him a hard time about it.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear Joe on one of the shows this week.
I need to talk to that man.
That was,
everybody knows
naked,
that Joe show starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow. So if everybody could get on tomorrow, we're going to get Pro Stock Joe on there. I call him Slow Stock Joe.
Yeah, I call him Pro Stock Ho.
Yeah.
I was sending this picture around. This is Pro Stock Ho. I know he could take the jugger. Every time I see him, he's cussing somebody out.
Yeah, well, they be on him too now. I've seen a post about him, and guys be having their things to say, but I ain't gonna do that. Me calling him Slow Stock Joe would just be messing with him. You know what I'm saying? And there's no disrespect in that.
Yeah. All right, y'all. I got to call the Knicks and the Spurs, man. The Knicks still undefeated, man.
Okay, Book, take it easy, man.
All right, I'll catch y'all later.
All right, buddy. Take care, man.
Hey, where Big Will at? Big Will ain't on?
Big Will, no.
I never heard Big Will at all tonight.
I thought somebody said he was opening up Big Will's mic earlier.
You're right. You sure did, because somebody got it mistaken with Lil Will. But it was
right.
Big Will that he opened up.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You're right. He was on. He might be gone to the next show. He might be on a Big Clock show now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. When we cut this one off, I'm gonna switch over to Big Clock then too. See what's happening with him.
Well, we ain't got many guys left. Who all on? Y'all say something.
Sleepy still on, Jack.
You still on Sleep? Who else on?
Yes, sir.
Jeff's still on drag, man. I'm just listening, man. But it's getting boring now, shit.
Yeah. It's just us locals. Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff, I ain't happy with what you did to my boys on Saturday, man, and caught me up in that crap, too.
Hey, Drag, I apologize, man, but I got caught up in that situation, too, man. That wasn't supposed to go down like it was, man, but that been a long thing coming.
Man, God dog it. Hey, Jeff, I wish if I'd have known you was creeping that close, I would have tried to God dog it, spit out the window and get something out. Maybe I could have held y'all.
Hey, when I got close, God dog, I wish I could have slapped hands with you, God dog, and say, hey, man, let's go on through this, son of a bitch.
That's something going on. Hey, y'all, go three love, God dog, and I'm looking at that finish line. I'm looking at you. I say, oh, man, I don't know if I can hold him off, God dog. And I'm looking, I say, you just stick that and put that half a fin on me. I say, you done nip me.
Hey, that was a good race, man. Hey, I swear for God, Drag, I done watched you since we was on the Skyway. That's how long it's been. And, man,
that's
hey,
a long time.
It was a privilege to get on the side of you, man, just to race a legend. You know what I mean?
Well,
I appreciate that, bro.
A lot of people, Jeff, they think because of, you know, past reputation and racing and stuff like that, man, I can't beat him. Dude, I did what I was supposed to do, and that was to leave first. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the rest was up to the cars, man. You guys outperformed them. Y'all performed them.
You're absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right. Because,
yeah.
I mean, hey, man, it's just all in the horsepower. It's all in the motor, man. I mean, the drivers do everything that they can to win.
Right.
But if
right.
you ain't got enough, you ain't got enough. You know what I mean?
It,
the only thing you can do is just hold on and look.
I was gone for the ride, bro. You know, when I moved on you, I know that there's no way you should have been able to get back around me. But, you know, you were the better man that day. You know, three love car just didn't get it done, you know, Saturday. And you were the better man.
True that, bro. Hey, you moved on me. I said, hey, this a dead bitch here. I'm done. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I said, the only thing I can do is get paid what I'm there for. I said,
well, you're doing a good job now,
Jeff. Huh?
You're doing a good job because you gotta tap yourself on the back, too. You could have undershifted, overshifted, got loose, got crisscrossed, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You held your own. You brought the car down through there, and you were victorious, bro. So, I mean, don't look at it as if you know, you just went for the ride. You did what you had to do to win the race, you know, and that's what makes a champion, bro.
You know what? I don't knock that, man, but it's true. It's so true because I've watched you.
Yeah.
Okay?
What?
I watched you, man. I mean, shit. You know, you came back from some shit that you should have lost. You know what I mean? But you came
mm-hmm.
back, got victorious. So,
yeah, well, you got to keep your head level in that car and drive it. And you know what thing, man, and I tell anybody on the radio, it doesn't matter who in the other lane. You know what I'm saying? It's just another car. Don't let that intimidate you who's over there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And you did not do that. You know, you drove, you ran, and we raced, you won. And that's good. I'm glad to see you win, and you got more, even bigger than your race car. I can tell you, I called Tommy and told him to tell y'all, man, y'all some true sports, man, because the stuff that happened in the beginning, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Before the race, man, you guys show nothing but respect and true sportsmanship, man, and I even got a higher level of respect for you guys for the way that y'all handled yourself with that situation, man, you know?
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did tell me, man. I sure appreciate it, man. Coming from
yeah.
you, man, I really appreciate it because we're bigger than what we are, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And as I was saying to Shorty, you know, we all do the same thing, man. And guys that's bickering, those guys that's been around each other, got doggone for the last 15 years racing with each other.
Right. Exactly.
And, like, you know, Shorty's a hothead. You know, we all know he's a hothead. And I tell him to his face he's a hothead. But, and he wants, you know, he threw back up and said, well, Drag, you wouldn't have let this happen. You wouldn't have let this happen. I said, yeah, but, you know, Shorty, I learned from that, you know, back in the days. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? And I had problems because of that stuff. But you learn from your mistakes, man. I'm trying to educate us. Or whoever's
but,
listening to us where they ain't even got to have them same problems that I had.
Exactly. Exactly, man. I sure appreciate that, man. Hey.
Well, no problem. No problem, Jeff. Y'all brothers.
If the good Lord will, we're going to see each other some more times, man, because we sure going out there this weekend just to go out, and then after that, we're going to be at the show Saturday evening or Sunday. I know it's
well,
Sunday birthday this weekend. And we're going to try to celebrate to the fullest, you know.
Okay. Well, I'll see you at the show because if come Saturday evening, we'll probably hang around. I got several friends that got cars and stuff in there, so I'll probably make a day out of it, you know.
Okay.
And we got Gunner Picks and G-Shot, they're going to be in town, so we'll be.
I want to see Gunner, and then for G-Shot. You shall get on horsepower. We going to try.
Okay. All right, then, Jeff and everybody, I'm going to get out of here, but y'all know we got another Grudging show going on right now. So go to www.grudging.us and sign in or either get Big Chris's numbers. And if you guys want to get back on there, we can all at least let Chris know that we're listening to him.
No doubt about it, Greg. Hey, no doubt about it, man. Good co-host.
Okay, bro. All right, man. Y'all take it easy, everybody. Y'all take care.
Yeah.
All right,
all y'all.
Okay, Greg, fella.
Please,
yes,
all y'all, man. I'll talk at the next show.
Yep.